Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
And we greet you on this Thursday evening from the Alamo City from San Antonio for the third game of a set between the Rock Hounds and the San Antonio Missions. These two teams have met eight times so far in the season. They have split those eight games right down the middle, including 3-3 for both ball clubs at Momentum Bank Ballpark in early May. And the teams have split the first two games of this series in San Antonio, which will run through Sunday afternoon. Last night's win for the Missions, well, that included and was followed by, I should say. I guess you don't celebrate during the game, but they did after, and very deservedly so. The Missions winning the first-half title in the Texas League South Division. It is their second consecutive first-half title. They kind of had a ball club that really wasn't the same in the second half a year ago, but the folks here think that just maybe in terms of how the Padres organization lays out that this team may get a little bit of help perhaps from an advanced single A, but a team that, well, you really might be a very strong second half club as well. We shall see, but the Missions are the first half champs in the Texas League South. The North, by the way, Arkansas now taking a one game lead. Makes absolutely no sense. Tulsa, they've been dominant at home. Northwest Arkansas has been awful on the road, no offense to the Naturals, but the record would bear that out. And wouldn't you know, Northwest Arkansas has gone into Tulsa. They've won two in a row, and Arkansas winning last night at Wichita, so they have a one-game lead. There are four games remaining in the first half of this season. For the Rockhounds, last night's game was just a nice, tidy little Cliff Notes version of the first half, at least in many ways. Yeah, the score was 5-0, but there were so many subplots in the ballgame. A couple of errors allowing two unearned runs to score, so a speed bump or two along the way that way. Rockhounds had opportunities galore. They had at least two men on with fewer than two outs in five of the nine innings of the ballgame, but San Antonio pitching did an excellent job and did not allow the Rockhounds to cash in. So a big swing or two here or there for the Hounds, that might have changed. And along with the two errors, just a little part of the game that it happens, a pop fly right side of the infield that basically just dropped between first and second baseman for the Rockhounds. It dropped on the infield dirt not far from the first base bag. Goes as a base hit. Can't score that, an error, and wouldn't you know, two batters later, a two-run home run from Tirso Ornelas. So there were a couple of unearned runs. There was a very unfortunate run, if you will, for starter Jack Cushing. Again, you give up a pop-up that drops on the infield dirt, and that's just a bad break. And that coupled with the Rockhounds just missed opportunities in last night's game. And as the second half, of course, is now less than a week away, be curious to see how the Rockhounds will kind of taking in these last four games of this series, of course, and heading into a brand new half when the Rockhounds take the diamond against Corpus Christi next Wednesday at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Everybody in the league, all 10 teams, will be back to 0-0. Interesting pitching matchup tonight, including game number two in his double-A career for right-hander Jack Perkins. More on that. We'll play baseball in San Antonio coming up next.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first. Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Missions are tonight in the guise of the Flying Chunklas. Rockhounds are in the normal Rockhounds uniforms this evening. And San Antonio taking the diamond. A former first-round draft choice, Nolan Watson, goes to the mound. He was the number one draft choice of the Kansas City Royals in 2015. So he's been around a little bit. And he will get the start tonight. He has been one of the league's best in 2023. And Jack Perkins, his second start for the Rockhounds, anxious to get a look at the A's second-round draft choice just a year ago out of Indiana University. That is our pitching matchup for this one. Bright sunshine, of course, and let's take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. So Thursday evening baseball just about gets set to underway. What did he just say? It's almost set to get underway. That's what he tried to say. He said it right the second time. The Flying Chunklas, the Missions, fresh off their victory last night that clinched the first half pennant here in the Texas League South. Nolan Watson is 3-3 with a 3.57 ERA. And last time out, he was absolutely tremendous against the Rockhounds. He went 7 innings at Momentum Bank Ballpark. He gave up just 3 base hits and 2 walks over those 7 innings and did not give up a run. And, of course, last night, the Missions shutting out the Hounds 5-0. Mentioned a lot going on in that game, but 5-0 was the final score. Teams have split the first two games of this series. Let's see what Game 3 will bring. First pitch of the ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
We were under a cloud cover last evening, a raindrop or two or three or four this afternoon, and now on to this evening. Just gorgeous here in San Antonio. Warm, of course, that to say the least, but the field is bathed in sunlight. The shadow cast by the stadium covering home plate and most of the infield grass, everything else in bright sunshine. Heard of me walking into the stadium today that it felt, and this is what through my mind, it felt cooler today. Cooler. Goodness, it is 93 with a heat index at 98. Still, 105 back home as I checked just a few moments ago. Lawrence Butler stands in. On the mound is Nolan Watson. And from San Antonio's Nelson Wolf Stadium, let's play some baseball. First pitch of this game is a high strike on the outside edge to Lawrence, 0-1. Designated hitter for the Rockhounds, left-handed hitter. Bright orange batting gloves on both hands as he points that bat straight to the sky. Takes outside corner, called strike two and a breaking pitch. Quick 0-2 count to start this game. Brett Harris on deck. He's the shortstop in this game. Brett batting second at short. Pitch to Butler down and in around the shoe tops for a 1-2 count. Greg Dykeman moves to the three spot in right field. Greg Dykeman is in right. Denzel Clark will draw the cleanup duty tonight. He's the center fielder. Denzel batting fourth. Pitch to Butler is bounced foul over toward the Rockhounds dugout on the first base side. The count stays 1-2. Lazaro Armenteros batting fifth. He's the left fielder. Lazaro in left. Shane McGuire back behind the dish tonight. He'll catch and bat sixth. Shane McGuire the catcher. 1-2 pitch second time. Hard hit ball. Clean base hit right side. Good AB by Lawrence Butler to start this ball game. Got down in the count 0-2. Fouled one off and sends a 1-2 pitch into right field sharply for a leadoff base hit. That'll bring up Brett Harris, shortstop for the Hounds. Rest of the order, William Simonite at first base batting seventh. Simo at first base in the seventh spot. Josh Juan Wright will play third base in this game batting eighth. Josh Juan Wright and Saheed Valenzuela at second base batting ninth. Saheed at second. Pitch way high and tight to Brett for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Butler, Harris, and Dykeman up top. Clark, Armenteros, and McGuire in the middle. Simonite, Wright, and Valenzuela rounded out for the Hounds. One on and nobody down, top of the first inning. Lawrence with an average lead. Pitch to Brett, swung on and fouled back to the plate. 1-1 to the Hounds shortstop. Brett is at 265, and that's a very solid average. Of course, about half the league would probably trade you their per diem for the next road trip to be at 265, but for Brett, that average has really dropped of late. Had a rough night at the plate last night, one that you just won't see often. Pitched down and away for a ball. It's 2-1. Went 0-for-5 with three strikeouts. Again, that is very unusual. What baseball, we say it so often, man, it'll keep you humble. Two balls and one strike to count. Stretch and pitch by Watson. High strike, outside edge. Boy, that just got there. See if that pitch remains a strike throughout this ball game. 2-2 to the Rockhounds shortstop. Brett, four home runs and 39 driven in to go with a 265 average. Watson comes set. Stretch and pitch. Fouled away. Right side out of play. Two balls and two strikes to count. Nolan Watson making his 14th appearance, his 12th as a starter, and has been one of the league's best. Boy, had a sub-1.5 ERA for a good stretch of the early season. Of course, that's tough. That's tough to keep. Pitch from Watson. Backup pitch is swung on, looked at high in the air to right center field. Will anybody get to it? I don't think so. That ball will drop at the base of the wall in right center field. That is a base hit. Going to wave the runner home. There may be a throw. Here comes Lawrence. Nope, there'll be no throw. RBI double, Brett Harris. Well, leave that 0-for-5 in the rearview mirror. Brett drives in his 40th of the year with an opposite field line drive in the gap to right center field. Lawrence Butler's good wheels pay off as he eventually did not draw a throw. The throw into the cutoff man, Michael De La Cruz, the second baseman, bobbled a little bit, but I think Lawrence had a pretty good head of steam anyway. So a game that started with an 0-2 count is now a run across, runner in scoring position, one run in. And the batter is Greg Dykeman, left-handed hitting right fielder. Watson, a guy who doesn't strike out a high volume of batters. Greg Swings fouls this one away. It's 0-1. Dykeman at 230, 9 home runs and 27 driven in. Watson just 35 strikeouts in 53 innings. 22 walks, doesn't give up a ton of base hits. Here's the stretch in a pitch, and a little check swing, did not mean to. Tapper, this is going to be a base hit. No play for Watson. Well, hello, how are you? And excuse me, swing. Dykeman actually basically stopped the bat, but the ball hit the underside of the bat, bounced down straight onto the ground, and a little mini Baltimore chop about halfway between the plate and third base. Nolan Watson got there, but no play whatsoever. Brett Harris with the ball high in the air on that bounce, able to get to third base. So a little swinging, well, not even a swinging bunt, just a little mini Baltimore chop. And the batter's Denzel Clark with runners at the corners. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. Delivery swung on and lifted high in the air to left field off Denzel's bat. High and deep is going to be more than enough to score the run. Shy of the track, catch made and left by Connor Hollis. And the Hounds take a 2-0 lead. Boy, Denzel just missed driving that out of the ballpark. First out of the inning is a sacrifice fly to deep left field. In to score is Brett Harris. Holding at first base is Greg Dykeman. RBI for Denzel, his 22nd of the season. And a well-hit ball. So now Nolan Watson just looking for the exit sign here in the first inning. Lazaro Armenteros, the batter, he launched one out of here in the first inning two nights ago. Pitch to the inside corner at the knees for a called strike. It's 0-1. Hounds added two late runs on Tuesday night after scoring five in the first inning. Did not score last night. Stretch by Watson, and the pitch takes flight, and that's bounced foul right at the plate. Nub foul 0-2. So the Hounds have scored nine runs in the first 19 innings of this series, and they scored seven of them in the first inning. Five on Tuesday and a couple here. Greg Dykeman, the base runner. Count is 0-2 to Lazaro Armenteros with one man down. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch swung on and missed. Got him to chase a breaking pitch. That strikeout total is high for Lazaro. He's done some damage as well. It is definitely a process for the young right-handed hitter. That's 43 whiffs and 95 at-bats, and that's a lot. Here's Shane McGuire now. Shane, left-handed hitting catcher. One on and two men down. Shane, couple of home runs and 17 driven in. Missing Nolan Watson. Stretch and pitch, and that ball is hammered high and deep to right field. That's got a chance to do some damage, and that ball is gone, sidewalk souvenir. Shane McGuire turned on that pitch and drove it out over the right field wall. The Rockhounds take a 4-0 lead. Shane McGuire's third home run of the season. Boy, that didn't last all that long in the air, but that was a thing of beauty. Great-looking swing and just a line shot out of here, cleared the wall in right field. And again, any home run in this ballpark, that is the genuine article. Well, the Rockhounds have four runs on four hits in this first inning. The batter is William Simonite. Simo takes up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Boy, this game will keep you humble. Nolan Watson shut the Rockhounds out for seven innings at Momentum Bank Ballpark on three hits his first appearance against them. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2-0. Last year, the Hounds did treat him rather rudely, but again, this season, he's been one of the league's best and had seven scoreless at Rockytown, but boy, not here. Simo takes a called strike, and the count goes 2-1 of the Rockhounds' first baseman. Not much breeze at all. Just enough to barely unfurl the flag, so that ball just a line shot out of here. Simo checks his swing and takes just outside an appeal to first base, but no, did not go. 3-1. Boy, the other side of the coin after missing so many opportunities in last night's 5-0 loss. Rockhounds taking full advantage here. Four runs, four hits with a sac fly in the mix. Swing a ground ball out toward second base. Handled there by De La Cruz. Throw to first base. And the inning will come to an end. Nolan Watson, who can be very self-critical, is walking off the mound, and he is obviously not a happy pitcher at all. Four runs on four base hits. No errors, nobody left on base. And Shane McGuire with a tremendous swing of the bat and a two-run home run. To the bottom of the first we go. Village Car Wash score. First time around, the Rockhounds four. And against right-hander Jack Perkins, San Antonio Missions are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Jack Perkins goes to the mound for the Rockhounds. This is his second double-A start. Began the season with the Lansing Lugnuts of the Advanced A Midwest League. Was just terrific. He went 3-3, but the other numbers really, really good. A 2.52 earned run average. Jack allowed only 34 hits in 53 2/3 at the Advanced A level with 18 walks, 49 strikeouts. So the league hit well under 200 against him, 182, and the whip under 1 at 0.97. Second start at the double-A level, and Ripken Reyes, switch-hitting shortstop, will face him. Ripken at 279. He's having his best season as a pro. Pitch up high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Daniel Johnson on deck, the center fielder batting second. Daniel Johnson. Juan Fernandez, the third baseman, will bat third, play third. Juan Fernandez. Pitch from Perkins sails high and away, and that's ball two from the right-hander. Michael De La Cruz, boy, second base on Tuesday, caught last night. Second base again tonight. Batting fourth, playing the fourth spot, Michael De La Cruz. Pitch, and that's a high strike, and the count is 2-1 to Reyes. Cole Cummings moves to the five spot. He'll go to first base in this game, Cole Cummings. Pedro Castellanos is the DH, batting sixth. Castellanos, designated hitter. Pitch to Reyes, popped high into it. Just a crystal blue sky. Well, if you can fashion a cloud out of this guy, you are a pessimist. It is absolutely perfectly blue. And again, a little bit cooler here in San Antonio today. Boy, still triple digits plus back in the Permian Basin. 2-2, got him, and boy, Ripken knew it. He was walking away. Perfect pitch by Jack Perkins. Called third strike, knee-high inside corner. Aggressive pitch, and a called third strike. Well, the two leadoff batters, a tale of two cities, if you will. An 0-2 count to Lawrence Butler turns into a 1-2 single, and a 2-0 count to Ripken Reyes turns into a called third strike. Here's Daniel Johnson. Takes high and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Bottom third of the order, Connor Hollis batting seventh and playing the seventh spot. Connor Hollis in left. Chandler Siegel is the catcher batting eighth. Siegel behind the plate. Pitch stays high. 2-0 again. And Kevin Pichardo will bat ninth and play the ninth spot. Kevin Pichardo is in right field. Jack Perkins. The baseball glove tucked up against the left shoulder as he looks in for the sign. He's got it, delivers, and there is a high fly ball right field. Over toward the line is Greg Dykeman. Near foul territory, about a step fair, makes the catch looking up into that bright sunshine. Fly ball to right field. Daniel Johnson flies up. Here's Juan Fernandez. Reyes, Johnson, and Fernandez. De La Cruz, Cummings, and Castellanos. Hollis, Sieg, and Pichardo. Chandler. Well, he is a behind the plate, man. He is really fun to watch. Catcher Chandler Siegel. First pitch by Jack Perkins to Juan Fernandez, a called strike right down the middle. Juan at 315. He's been one of the league's best. He's fifth in the league with that 315 average. Sends this one foul back to the screen and a quick 0-2 count this time. Sun sets behind the first base side here in this park. Pitch woo, way up and in. Hello, how are you? Boy, did it brush him? Oh, it did. Pitch up and in, and it got one a little bit. He's going to turn and walk out of the batter's box. Boy, don't know if that grazed him or not. I think it did. Let me see where maybe pointed it. Maybe got him on the arm. It's really tough to tell. We're not going to get a second look that I can see. Or maybe, oh, they just showed it, and I missed it. Yeah, I got him on the left. Maybe the left hand. So athletic trainer David Bryan will come out and give him a look. Boy, it just deflected. Jack just trying to come up and in with that pitch, which he did, but just a tinge too much up and in. Hit batsman. And while it barely deflected off the hand, I mean, that's a fastball up and in off your hand. And that, I mean, first of all, you know it can't feel good, but we just hope that nothing beyond a little bit of short-term pain, we would hope so. And Juan will indeed take his base. So it's one on with two men down for Michael De La Cruz. He's the second baseman. He's hitting .298 on the year. Michael with four home runs, 28 driven in. De La Cruz against the Rockhounds hitting under 100, 2 for 22. And against the rest of the league, clearly a whole bunch better than 300. Takes, boy, that is a high strike, 0-1. No reaction from the hitter that was apparent anyway, 0-1. Switch hitter, he'll bat from the left side. De La Cruz waits, pitching away from Perkins. Ground ball sharply hit the foul wide of first base. Didn't miss extras by much on that. Michael, a native of the Dominican Republic, former Tigers farmhand. Straight away in the box, gets up on the toe of that lead right foot as he waits. Here's the stretch and pitch by Perkins, fouled away. Off to the left again, got a pretty good bunch over there. Picnic area here, that's going to carry him off the top of one covered area down into the seats. Count stays 0-2, one man on and two down. Bottom of the first inning, Rockhounds lead it 4-0. RBI double, Brett Harris. Sacrifice fly by Denzel Clark and a two-run home run by Shane McGuire. Pitch swung on. Luke foul straight back out of play. In and out of a VIP suite, I do believe, and down into the crowd. Count stays 0-2. Good bunch on hand here this evening. It's amazing when you say the 90 and the 98 degrees, that's the heat index, but that's pretty real stuff around here. Pitch to the corner, boy, just down the way. Shane McGuire was coming out of his crouch to start the around the horn, ending the inning, and he was absolutely certain that was a strike, but it was not. Or at least not deemed as such. One ball and two strikes to count. Stretch and pitch by Perkins. That's down and into the shoe tops. It's 2-2. There are so many times that you see that, and it's not a catcher or whoever it might be, and you're not trying to show up the umpire. Sometimes a batter will start to toss the bat away thinking he has a base on balls when the pitch is called a strike. But, you know, you're just absolutely set, and it's just it's a reaction. Boy, Shane was absolutely sure. Two balls, two strikes to count. Brett Harris at shortstop shading up the middle. Pitches nubbed foul off the end of the bat, so De La Cruz doing some battle here. Got down 0-2. Couple out of the zone, and he's fouled off 3-2 strike pitches, so this will be pitch number 8 of this trip to the dish. Mission's 36-29, third best record in the league overall, and obviously best in the South. They punched their ticket for September. Line, drive, foul. Second time he's hit one really sharply, just wide of the bag, and that one was an absolute laser of a line drive, so Jack Perkins and Michael De La Cruz doing some battle here. Jack, right arm at his side as he looks in for the sign, and he's got it. Comes set, hands dropped to the belt. The 2-2 pitch again, swung on, lifted, foul ball again. That'll drift well out of play down into the left field side of the ballpark. So Michael De La Cruz is chewing up a good amount of the pitch count here in the pitch limit for Jack Perkins to be pitch number 10 of this AB for plate appearance. Oh, excuse me. You know what? On that foul ball, that is called catcher's interference. I'm watching the foul ball. And instead, De La Cruz is given first base. So down to second base goes Fernandez. And De La Cruz works his way on. Cole Cummings is the batter. So two on with two men down. And De La Cruz's battle pays off. Pitch down and in for a ball. Left-handed hitting first baseman Cole Cummings. Been in the outfield the first two games of this series. Catcher's interference, of course, goes as an error. Here's a swing and a miss. The count goes 1-1. Interesting activity in the Rockhounds bullpen. Jack Perkins facing just his fifth batter. The right-hander is loosening. Interesting pitch swung on, and that is lifted high and foul out of play. That's count as a ball and two strikes. You never know necessarily all of the reasonings. Might be pitches within an inning. Precautionary. That's somebody up and warming. Trayson Kubo, I believe, is the man warming in the bullpen. Swinging another foul away. So it's still 1-2 to Cole Cummings. So Trayson, the right-hander, up in the bullpen. Rockhounds had a guy up early in last night's game as well. In fact, a couple of times. But Jack Cushing ended up pitching into the fifth inning. Charles Hall went the last three in scoreless fashion. Cole Cummings waits. One ball, two strikes to count. Two on and two down. 4-0 Rockhounds. Stretch and pitch. That's down and in on it. Got away. Both runners will move up. And so wild pitch. Down to third base goes Juan Fernandez. Down to second goes Michael De La Cruz. And by the way, our suspicion is confirmed, and it pretty much had to be catcher's interference that allowed De La Cruz to reach. And now Shane McGuire goes out to the mound, and Chris Smith, the Rockhounds pitching coach, will join him. So two up, two down on a called third strike and a fairly routine fly ball to right. And then an 0-2 count to Juan Fernandez. And he is brushed by a pitch. Again, got him on the hand on an 0-2. Put a man on. And Michael De La Cruz battling, and his swing is interfered with by catcher Shane McGuire. And that put two men on, a wild pitch. Puts the runners at second and third. So it's 2-2. Two on, two out. And Cole Cummings back into the box. Set by Perkins. Hands dropped down to the belt. Leg kicking the pitch on the way. That's down and in. That's ball three. So a first inning that started with two quick outs now has two men on, two men down, and a 3-2 count. Both runners in scoring position. Stretch and pitch by Perkins. Lifted high and foul again. Now it stays 3-2. Pedro Castellanos waiting on deck for the Missions here in the bottom half of the first inning. Very similar, at least could be, to opening night of this series. Rockhounds got 5 in the first inning. Missions came right back, got 4. That was in the second inning. Pitch. Boy, just inside, ball 4. And Jack Perkins looks frustrated, I imagine, in combination with the call and with himself. So the base is loaded, and it hasn't been pretty. A hit by pitch, a catcher's interference, and a walk. And here's Pedro Castellanos, right-handed thing, DH. So the flop thickens here in the first inning. Hounds really shade Castellanos up the middle. Second baseman Saeed Valenzuela toward the bag swing, and a first pitch pop-up towards Saeed. Infield dirt. He's got it for the out. Boy, that's right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. He was looking up into the sun. That is, well, you've got to make the play, obviously, but, boy, a little added degree of difficulty. So Jack Perkins go over and talk with Shane McGuire. His catcher gets out of a jam here. No runs, no hits, one error, and three men left on base. Heck of a first inning. We have played one in the Alamo City Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds four, the Mission's nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Josh Juan Wright will lead it off. We go to the top half of inning number two. Right-handed hitter. He's the third baseman for the Hounds in this game. Take a called strike from Nolan Watson on the inside corner, 0-1. Saeed Valenzuela will follow, and then back to the top of the order for Lawrence Butler. Swinging a foul away off to the right out of play, 0-2 count. Josh Juan signed by the A's 2017. Very young age boy, almost literally threw the bat at that pitch on a protective swing. That actually wound up out of his hands in the left-hand batter's box, but he got a piece of the baseball. Boy, protective swing, and then some. 0-2 is the count. Native of Panama is the right-handed hitter. Made a gorgeous play last night at third base. Pitch swung on, looped into shallow right, and that is a base hit. Welcome to Double-A Baseball, Josh Juan Wright. Was 0 for 6 coming into that AD, but boy, that is a, I'm not saying a statue in the park or a spot in Cooperstown or anything of the sort, but that's a really good at bat. He got down in the count 0-2 against, remember, a veteran pitcher in Nolan Watson. He'd been around a while. And after that protective swing in which he almost threw the bat at the ball, he gets a little flare in the right field. There's a swing and a miss. Saeed Valenzuela comes up empty 0-1. So he had a couple of base hits in last night's game. Josh Juan Wright, the base runner. Stretching pitch, and that is in the dirt. No, they hit it. Now, hit batsman. Got down and in on Valenzuela. Ball caromed away, but that'll be a hit batsman. So it's 2-1, and nobody out for the Rockhounds here in the second inning. In top of the order now, Lawrence Butler. Lawrence, a really good at bat to start this game, got down 0-2. He fouled one away, and on a 1-2 pitch, ripped a single to right field. Josh Juan Wright, I think that ball got him down around the foot or ankle. Don't think we got a replay on that, but he's just taking an extra moment to kind of walk that off. Well, he's still limping a little bit, though, over at first base. Get hit by a baseball. I love it, and of course, broadcasters and I am guilty. This is everyone, most are. Get hit by, say, even if it's an off-speed pitch, and that wasn't, but even an off-speed pitch, that's still from 60 feet away, getting hit by 6 ounces of baseball. Man, it doesn't feel good anyway. Lawrence takes, called strike inside to Butler, and it's 0-1. Lawrence Butler at 280 as we head into the last four games of the first half, and I'd have to think, if you told Lawrence, gave him the suggestion he'd be hitting 280 in the first half. I think he'd have taken that at the start of the year. Bouncing ball to first base. That'll be handled. Throw to second for one. The return throw not in time. Good play by De La Cruz at second. Oh, check me. I beg your pardon. That was by Cummings, I should say. 3-6 goes the put out, but a good play to get the lead runner or the middle runner. 3-6 put out gets Valenzuela. Fielder's choice for Lawrence Butler. Advancing to third is Joshua Wright. First and third, one man down. Brett Harris, the scoring going in this game with a double to right center field, his first time up. First and third, one man down. Long set by Nolan Watson. Now he comes to the plate. And this just down and away for a ball. We really used almost all of the pitch clock on that. You can still vary that pace of delivery. We've seen it a good amount on the season. Don't have to be rushed. Of course, there's an adjustment period for sure. Turn and toss over to first base. And we'll chase Lawrence Butler back. Lawrence, 10 stolen bases, a couple of caught stealings. Hasn't swiped many of late, but is capable for sure. Runner at third, Joshua Wright. Runners at the corners. Pitch to Brett. Down and away. Good stop by Chandler Siegel. Boy, he is just an outstanding defensive catcher, is Siegel. And he had a big night at the dish a couple of nights ago for San Antonio in this series. Offense hasn't caught up with the glove overall, but he did the other night. Got a home run and a double. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch from Watson. Breaking pitch, and that is lifted high in the air to left field. Coming on, looking into the sun, making the catch is Hollis. Runner tags, comes to the plate, and they're going to get him. Yeah, he's out. Inning is over on a 7-2 double play. Fly ball to left field. Rockhounds rolled the dice a little bit, trying to send Joshua home, but a good, strong, low throw by Connor Hollis. And the inning comes to an end. So the Hounds 2-1 and nobody out. By that time, it goes by the boards. We go to the bottom half of the second inning of play. Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 4, San Antonio nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Rockhounds lead the Missions by the score of 4-0. Jack Perkins will face the bottom third of the order. Connor Hollis, who made the good throw home just a couple of moments ago. And then Chandler Siegel, who caught that throw and made a good tag on a close play at the plate. It is Kervin. Kervin Pichardo is the right fielder, batting number 9. That is the lineup he will face here in this inning. Connor Hollis leads it off. 216 average, but boy, not against the Hounds. Mentioned Michael De La Cruz is hitting basically 300 for the year, not even 100 against the Hounds. Well, Connor Hollis is hitting 216 overall and 471 against the Hounds. Right-handed hitter takes a strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. He has 3 home runs on the season. One of those at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Swings and fouls this one away, and the count is quickly 0-2. And Nolan Watson gets out of a jam in the second inning. Had 2-1, nobody out. That gets a good play by his first baseman and a 7-2 double play, denying an attempted run at the plate to win the inning. 0-2 to Hollis, who made that play. Swings and fouls it off. Count is 0-2. the shadow in this ballpark stretches out a little more quickly than that at Momentum Bank Ballpark, just the way the roof is structured, maybe a little bit bigger ballpark. Not by a lot, by the way. Here's the 0-2. Ronnie got him called. Third strike, knee-high outside corner. And Connor Hollis, with no objection, will walk away. Second strikeout for Jack Perkins. One down for Chandler Siegel. Right-handed hitting catcher. But the Sun situation is very similar here to Momentum Bank Ballpark. Right now, left fielder Lázaro Armenteros standing, looking right back into the Sun over the top of that roof. Here's a swing and a miss on a pitch down and away, and it's 0-1 to Siegel. Center field will have to deal with it as well. That's Denzel Clark. Infield pretty well out of the sunshine now. A swing and a miss on a pitch down and away again. Repeat performance, 0-2, and Siegel will ask for time. Chandler hitting 198. He's been better against the Hounds as well. A couple of doubles, a home run. He has 5 of his 11 RBIs on the season in this season series. This is the ninth meeting of the season between the clubs. A swing and a high fly ball right field, but that's going to go foul. Guy, ooh, tried to make the barehanded catch. The ball came right to him. Well, he can't fault a fan for not making a catch with a barehanded attempt. That ain't easy, pardon the grammar. Breaking pitch, and that's fouled away again. Right side out of play. Still 0-2 to the Mission's catcher. Jack Perkins, first time out. Wichita got to him a little bit. He gave up 6 hits in 4 2/3. 5 runs, 3 of them earned. He walked 4, struck out 6. He's going to be really intriguing to watch in the second half. Breaking pitch swung on and missed down and away. So Siegel out on strikes. 2 up, 2 down, both on whiffs. Again, Jack drafted just last season, just last year, I should say. So this is his 18th professional appearance, his 13th pro start. Pichardo stands in, takes high for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Joined the ball club fairly recently, did Pichardo. Just his 5th game with the Mission. Swings, it's a high fly ball to center field. That's well struck, but I think Denzel's got room. He does, and he's got it. Ball ran out of steam as it went to straightaway center field. So Jack Perkins, after a little 2-out mess in that first inning, which he escaped, it was 1-2-3 here in the second. And we'll go to the top half of the third. After 2 complete, game 3 of our visit here in San Antonio. Village Car Wash score has the Hounds on top, 4-0.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Greg Dykeman to lead it off for the Rock Hounds. We go to the top half of the third. Hounds with a 4-run first inning, including a 2-run home run by Shane McGuire. They lead this ball game by a 4-0 count. Dykeman, left-handed hitter, swings and misses at the first offering down and in, 0-1. Send a little Baltimore chop, basically. A little kind of a check swing, almost a almost held up completely on it. Ball just bounced off the bat, took a little high hop toward the third baseline, and he reached. Swinging a foul out of play, and it's 0-2. Greg Dykeman, Denzel Clark, and Lazaro Armenteros, the outfield, will bat for the Rockhounds here. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Right, center, and left fielders. Dykeman stands in, takes, breaking pitch, drops just down low. One ball and two strikes. And Nolan Watson has been a professional since 2015, drafted in the first round by the Royals. Bouncer foul, it's 1-2. 33rd overall pick. Career ERA, though, is right about 6. Signed with the Padres just before last season. Watson's pitch is swung on and driven high in the air, right field, high and deep to right. Got a chance at the wall. Look up, and he's done it again. Sidewalk souvenir, Greg Dykeman. He had hit home runs in 4 consecutive games coming into this one, and man, he took that one high, deep, up and out to straightaway right field. Now maybe right center-ish, but that ball got out of here. Baltimore chop in the first inning and launches one out of here in the third. Boy, and again, that at-bat started 0-2. Really good AB for Greg Dykeman. First Rockhound into double digits with home runs on the year. 5-0 Hounds in the third. Denzel Clark takes a called strike, 0-1. Denzel sacrifice fly in the first inning. Greg Dykeman now has 6 home runs in his last 7 games. Called strike 2 to Denzel. The count is 0-2. Check swing did he go. The appeal did not held up. Kind of flicked the wrist at that. That was dicey. That was right on the edge, but did not go. Am I cheating Greg Dykeman right there? I think I am. 6 home runs in his last 7 games. That sounds more like it. Pitch, and that got Denzel looking. Called third strike. Second strike out of the game for Nolan Watson. That one looking. One down. Here's Lazaro Armenteros. Lazaro was the other strikeout victim in this game on 3 pitches in the first inning. Mentioned this yesterday. I saw Greg in the hotel and was asking him after Tuesday's game. Lazaro swings and misses 0-1. I think he had a 3-0 count, if I recall, and again had hit 5 home runs in 4 games. 4 games in a row with a homer. Oh, foul ball, and that got Chandler Siegel. He just rolls onto his knees, and I think that got him maybe the right leg is just maybe right above where the shin guard won't protect. And I love this. The athletic trainer again is coming out, second time that had to come out and attend. So David Bryan is about halfway from the dugout to home plate, and Chandler Siegel just motioned him back, but David decided to come over anyway and give him a look. But boy, that was just one of those nasty redirect foul tips, and boy, Siegel hit the deck. So 0-2 to Lazaro. Greg had hit home runs in 4 consecutive games, 5 home runs total, but it hit him in 4 straight games, and that streak came to an end on Tuesday. I told him I kind of wish he'd gotten one more pitch to look at, maybe extend it to 5. I asked him if he'd ever done that before, home runs in 4 straight games. Here's the 0-2. Down and away, a ball and 2 strikes. And yep, in fact, last year did it in 6 consecutive games. Well, he's got 6 in 7 games in this one. The stretch and the pitch by Watson. Boy, just outside. That is a tough pitch to take, but Lazaro did, and he's still in there, 2-2. Boy, that sun right now. Deep left field, Connor Hollis is in the sunshine from the belt up. Swinging a high pop-up, foul ball. This may be playable. Nope, going to get into the seats. And it'll take their huge high hop, bound over a herd of kids who now pursue it out of our view. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Man, they are running on the concrete concourse, but if that had been a dirt road, they'd been kicking up a cloud of dust. That was a herd of kids after that foul ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lazaro, right-handed hitter. He's the left fielder. So That sun is just treacherous to deep left right now. The pitch just high and away. Count goes full, 3-2. Likewise in center field, Daniel Johnson. Center field pretty much still all in sunlight. Shadow covers all of the infield as well, so it covers the left side. There's a swing and a miss, and Lazaro out on strikes. So third strikeout, two of them against Armenteros here in this ballgame for Nolan Watson. Two down with a run across, and here's the guy who brought in the second or making the third and fourth runs of that first inning. Shane McGuire, Rockhounds catcher, third home run. Hounds have a couple of homers in this game, and boy, they have both been really well hit. Shane takes high and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Greg Dykeman's baseball, I think, probably had a little more air under it, but boy, Shane just lined it out of here. Takes a backdoor pitch, a beautiful breaking pitch at the knees for a strike, 1-1. He's 3-for-9 in the series with four runs driven in. Stretch and pitch, and that ball hit back up the middle. Shortstop will cross over behind the bag, makes the play, does Reyes. The throw to first is in time. Ripken Reyes with a good play. No surprise there. A terrific ball player. Really good all-around player. But Greg Dykeman, with an 0-2 count to start, sends a solo home run out of here to right field and will go to the bottom half of the third inning of play. Rockhounds have expanded the lead. After 2.5, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, and the Mission's nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the Cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the Market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Our Thursday night broadcast coming to you from Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, Texas. Hounds lead the Mission 5-0. Our broadcast brought your way by Gilliard Office Solutions. It's kind of amazing, different eras, different times, spaces, and dimensions. There was an invention that baseball players were experimenting with and teams were experimenting with long ago. And in 1932, the National League finally said that it was okay after not allowing teams to do this for a good amount of time. American League players were allowed to do this, and it was something that the players wore. We go to the bottom half of inning number 3, top of the order. And Ripken Reyes takes down and in for ball 1. Reyes a strikeout victim his first time. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Fastball is ripped into center field. Coming on, they'll have to play it on a hopple Denzel Clark line drive. Base hit for Ripken Reyes. Ripken hitting at about 280. That's a career best for him. First base hit allowed by Jack Perkins, got into a jam without a base hit in the first inning. Had a hit batsman, an error on catcher's interference, and a base on balls, all with two out. But Reyes with a leadoff single here, and Daniel Johnson, the batter, he flew out to right field his first time. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Johnson swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. It's 0-1. Well, for example, the Cardinals had let their players wear these or this, depending on how you want to phrase it, in 1923, and they were heckled, harassed, not only by fans, but by opposing players for wearing this. Pitch up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. the American League had said it was okay, and apparently American League fans and players were okay with it, but not the National League. Again, Cardinals got flat-out harassed for wearing this item, these items. Pitch swung on, foul back, 1-2. So what might that have been? We'll give you four choices here. Batting helmets, uniform numbers, red spikes, or in other words, spikes, shoes other than black. That was the standard shoe color at the time. Or batting gloves. Cardinals tried to wear them, and they got heckled for it, harassed for it. Pitch well inside for a ball. It's 2-2. But it was on this date the National League said, okay, enough is enough. You can go ahead and wear them. And teams have been ever since, and really were some at the time. Ground ball left side, clean base hit. And Reyes will stop at second, slipped and fell, but he'll scramble back to the bag. Good piece of hitting by Daniel Johnson. He went inside out on that pitch and just drove it between third and short. Single to left field, two on and nobody down for the Missions. And the batter is Juan Fernandez, hit by a pitch his first time up. So the Hounds 5-0 lead now, and a bit of peril as first two batters up get base hits. Fernandez, as mentioned, top five in the league with a .315 batting average. Couple of home runs, 22 driven in. Set by Perkins, pitch to the plate, swung on and missed as a dirt blocked by McGuire. No balls and a strike. Boy, that's a really nice block by Shane McGuire. He doesn't get down and block that ball. It's second and third with nobody out. Still 2-1 and nobody out. The runners are at first and second, keeping force outs in force. Michael De La Cruz waits on deck. Bottom of the third, 5-0 Hounds. Missions threatened. Perkins comes set, hands dropped down to the belt. Long look at the runner at second. Turns, comes to the plate. Sharply hit ball, but foul. Pass the bullpen down to left field side. Somebody will have to go track that down. Get bullpens in play here between the foul lines and the stands. When this stadium was built in 1994, again with the bullpens in play, it seemed kind of cool, kind of different, kind of a throwback deal. Breaking pitch down and away, and the count goes 1-2. Amarillo's stadium also has that, but and you just don't see it very often. I guess there's one cool element to it. Perhaps now what do we have? Our first base umpire indicating the communication between first base and home plate umpire. Now they say, was it two balls, two strikes? Well, I don't know what that communication was. There's a swing and a chopper out toward third base. Joshua Wright will make the play, throws in just in time. That'll move both runners up. Good play again by Joshua at third base. Fernandez bounces out third to first. That'll bring Ripken Reyes to third base, Daniel Johnson to second. And Michael De La Cruz reached on catcher's interference his first time up, so he does not have an at-bat in this game. That is not an at-bat nor a plate appearance. Goes as an error, but unlike other errors, you were not charged with an AB because his swing was interfered with. Second and third. Pinching in at third is Wright. Big swing and a miss on a pitch down and in. 0-1. William Simonite, Rockhounds first baseman, shading the line solidly at first base. Again, Wright is even with a bag at third. The other three infielders playing De La Cruz to pull. Swings, fly ball, center field. That'll be more than enough to score the run. Denzel will make the catch. Both runners will move up, and throw will come to third. Boy, that's close. Really close. Joshua Wright came off the bag a little bit. The throw was a little shy of the bag, but it was pretty much on the money from Denzel. A head first dive, and Joshua almost made the catch, and on the head first dive almost tagged Daniel Johnson out, but he does advance. That was a very close play. Sacrifice fly for Michael De La Cruz. Second out of the inning. Brings in the first run of the game for San Antonio. De La Cruz with his 29th RBI of the season. Sac fly to center. Boy, that was a nifty catch and tag attempt. Here's Cole Cummings. Let's see, what are we pointing out? Oh, they're going to appeal. Oh, and out! How about that? Say he left too early from third base to Daniel Johnson. The Rockhounds appeal. Luke Montz will go out and argue it, but I don't think he's not going to be successful. He is not happy at all. This inning is over on appeal. Base runner took off too early from third on the attempted sacrifice fly. So the goose egg goes back up on the board. We'll go to the top of the fourth. The argument continues, but the score remains our Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, Missions nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Well, upon appeal, this remains a 5-0 game. It's interesting they still have the... Now, I'm assuming that was an appeal play. They have not updated it on the electronic box. I don't believe you. Boy, unless there was something else weird about the base runner at third, so... At this point, they still have the game as 5-1. That's interesting. We need a little clarification on that. Rockhounds, I thought, appealed to the runner left too early. And I might be wrong on that assumption. Pitched down and away to William Simonite. So the count is 1-0, no strikes. Bottom third of the Rockhounds order here in the top half of the fourth. He's swinging a 1-1 count now to Simo. So I'm going to let them... clarify that. The electronic box still has a sacrifice fly, but no third out. So we'll see. Pitch down low, 2-1. It is one of those cases where in baseball there is no communication such as you have, especially in football, but really even basketball and hockey now. The officials have a microphone they use sometimes. Here's a bouncer to shortstop, and that'll be handled nicely by Reyes. Charges and made the play. Ripken Reyes, just a nice play at short, denies William Simonite. Simo bounces out short to first, one down in the fourth for Joshua Wright. Well, before the first pitch was thrown to Cole Cummings, the Rockhounds asked for time, went over, got the ball to Joshua Wright, who touched third base. Called strike 0-1 to Joshua. He singled his first time up, an opposite field single. On an 0-2 pitch, nice base hit, his first to double-A. Attempted, doesn't go, takes outside for a ball, 1-1. So I'd assume the runner left too early. Try to think of any other possibilities there. Pitch down and away, 2-1. And, of course, in this day of electronic scorekeeping, including the scoreboard, at this point they have no third out in that inning recorded. Back up pitch and a good one, called strike, and it's 2-2. And if it was an appeal play, if it was, then that's going to take a while to enter electronically. A little swinging foul ball and number up the end of the bat. Still 2-2 to Joshua Wright. So, right now the scoreboard still says 5-1, so we'll wait for some clarification on that. Rockhounds with a four-run first, got a solo home run by Greg Dykeman in the third to extend it. Did a big swing and a miss, and Josh Swan out on strikes. Two up, two down now, and Watson has retired five in a row since that home run from Greg Dykeman. That's his fourth strikeout. And here's Saheed Valenzuela. Valenzuela hit by a pitch his first time up. The electronic version of the box score, and again, it gets pretty convoluted. There's a called strike 0-1. A lot of things are very easily inputted. Is that input? Inputted? Uh-oh, grammar are my life. A lot of things are easy to input into the computer. We go back to our pitches wide 1-1. But an appeal wouldn't be, and they had already put the sacrifice fly in. So according to the electronic box, it's still a runner at third and two down to the bottom of the third. There's a bouncing ball foul. It's 1-2. So hope for some clarification. Third game of a six-game set. Rockhounds in Missions tomorrow and Saturday at 7:05. Sunday afternoon at 1:05. Then the league will take 2 days off before playing beginning next Wednesday. Then play for 12 days in a row. Swing will chopper out toward third base. It'll be handled by Fernandez. Throw in time. And Saheed is out. So a 5-3 bounce out. And the inning will come to an end. First time in this game, the Rockhounds are retired in order. And I don't think anybody in this ballpark right now knows the score exactly. I will go with the scoreboard until we are told otherwise, and until that play is clarified. Boy, don't you wish there was just a method where they could announce precisely what was called. But after 3.5, we go to the bottom of the fourth, and our Village Car Wash score reads the Rockhounds 5 and the San Antonio Missions 1.
And the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Cole Cummings will lead it off. He was at the plate when we had the still undefined appeal play. Takes down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. It'll be Cole Cummings, Pedro Castellanos, and Connor Hollis. Go to the bottom of the fourth. Here's a line drive. Boy, foul into the Rockhounds bullpen. Hope everybody's okay down there. It looks like bullpen bench is right by the mound. And bullpen mound again in play. So the guys sitting with their backs basically right up against the stands. 1-1 to Cummings. Cole walked his first time up. That was in the first inning. That loaded the bases. Jack Perkins got out of that with a pop-up that ended the inning to the second baseman Valenzuela. Misses here. The count. Did it get there? Yep. Old strike. It's 1-2. Pitch did there. A little delayed call from home plate umpire Trevor Matthews. 1-2. Perkins with a pitch. And a line drive back up the middle. Clean base hit. Cole Cummings with a good swing of the bat. Drives a line drive single. Right back up through the box. And here is Pedro Castellanos. Thank you. your trivia answer, along with a whole bunch of other stuff in this game. Castellanos popped out with the bases loaded, popped out to second base his first time up. And a big swing and a miss. The right-handed hitter comes up empty. First baseman, largely anyway, by trade, DH in this game. Castellanos at 230 with six home runs and 26 driven in. Holds those hands way up high, then brings them down upon delivery. Swing sends one into left center field, and that ball is going to find the base of the wall on a hop. That will bring home a run for certain, and a double for Castellanos. And the ball bobbled by Clark. Castellanos going to get to third. That'll be a double and an error with an RBI. Would have to think there'll be an error on that. Ball was pretty clearly bobbled. Cummings would have scored anyway. David's going to look at it again here. And now, of course, the crazy thing is not quite sure what the official score is at this point. Thank you very kindly. Looking at it again, I think that ball was clearly bobbled. I don't think he could possibly give him a triple on that because he had stopped. If he wants another look at it, I would have to think that'll be a double. Here's Connor Hollis. He takes ball one. One ball and no strikes. We have a video monitor right by the official scorekeeper, David Humphrey. He's trying to get a look at what happened at the base of the wall in left center. Castellanos, though, had stopped. Pitch down and away 2-0. He had slowed, if nothing else, he had slowed way down until Clark bobbled, so we'll see. Runner is at third base. Nobody out with a run across. Pitch goes down and away for ball three. Three balls. It is indeed RBI double, error on the center fielder. Okay, well, we got that one right. Everybody in the ballpark actually has that one right. I'm going to go with the scoreboard, 6-2, ground, or 5-2, ground ball, 2, hops to Joshua on right infield, is playing in and up, that the runner will not advance. Connor Hollis bounces out, 5-3, put out, Joshua on right to William Simonite. RBI for Castellanos is his 27th. Hounds have their second error of this game at a catcher's interference and then a bobble in center field by Denzel. Runner at third with one man down. Infield in at the corners, back up the middle for Chandler Siegel. And the pitch gets away in the dirt, and Castellanos will score. Took wild pitch, and another run on the board. David's going to look at it, but that I'm sure would be a wild pitch. Run would be unearned at this point in time, but that could change. So one ball, no strikes to Chandler Siegel. It'll be a passed ball, forgive me. He looked at that a couple of different times, but said that'll go as a passed ball. A rough day so far for Shane behind the plate, and a terrific day at the, and yeah, tough day behind it. Really good play and a really good day at it. Called strike here to Siegel, 1-1. Well, that's crazy stuff. The swing and a high fly ball to right field. Greg Dykeman drifting over. Field entirely in shadows now, and he will glove that for the out. So two men down. Bases are empty. Single, a double compounded by an error and a passed ball. And the batter is Gervin Pichardo, who flew out to center field his first time up. Strike to Pichardo. We have now finally, there we go, we finally get, there was a line of communication going on here, and frankly I didn't want to interrupt it because we were trying to get it to the computer. Score is 6-3, that is correct. The out upon appeal was that Daniel Johnson apparently missed second base at some point. Johnson is out at second. So the sacrifice fly stands. Final out of the inning is Johnson at second base. Boy, again, give the umpires a microphone. Let them be like the football officials and just tell us all right on the spot what happened. But finally, that got bounced back up here. So sacrifice fly stands. Out was at second base. It is 6-3. Breaking pitch, Josh Juan right. Absolutely thought inning was over, but no. Full count to Kirvin Pichardo. Right-handed hitter, he's the right fielder. Number 9 hitter in the order. 3-2 pitch from Perkins. Up, down, and in. Ball 4, and the inning will continue. Top of the order here is Ripken Reyes. He does indeed score on the sacrifice fly by Michael De La Cruz. Again, love to just hear it directly from the umpires, what they saw, what they called. But Daniel Johnson, the third out, came at second base to end the third inning. And somebody was heads up in the Rockhounds infield, dugout, or both. Reyes takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. So 6-3 Hounds, bottom of the fourth, one on, two out. 0-1 count to Reyes. Ripken 1-for-2, takes inside for a ball. It's 1-1. Struck out looking to open the bottom of the first, singled, and then did eventually score. It was an appeal play, but it was not on Ripken leaving third base too soon. You know, now in retrospect, if he was a base runner, wouldn't expect him to make that mistake. This guy's just a terrific, bright baseball player. Pitch down and away, 2-1. Counts for the second time in this game will get activity in the bullpen. Right-hander Brian Howard, I think, is going to start to warm for the Hounds. 2-1 count. Reyes waits. Pitch on the way by Perkins. A swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Well, the Rockhounds scoring has been pretty well straight ahead. RBI double by Brett Harris, a sac fly by Denzel Clark, and then a two-run home run by Shane McGuire, solo home run by Greg Dykeman. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch. It's up high, and that's ball 4. Or is it? Nope, excuse me, that's ball 3, stolen base. Wow, thank you very much. Now, Pichardo, stolen base, got a pretty good jump. Good throw by Shane McGuire. And it's a 3-2 count to Ripken Reyes. So a runner in scoring position, two men down, 6-3 Hounds, 3-2 count, Ripken Reyes from the left side. He asks for time. Then Kirvin Pichardo playing in only his fifth game. That is his first steal. And a pretty good jump. Beat a very good throw. 3-2, the correct count now. Scoreboard and I were both wrong in the previous pitch. Swing, and there's a drive into right center field. And on the move, Greg Dykeman will get there. He'll haul it in. So, at long last, we actually know what has transpired through the third inning of this game and kind of a messy fourth inning with a couple of runs across. And I believe that one of the two will be earned for Jack Perkins. Man. San Antonio's side of the score sheet is an absolute mess in this game. Had a little bit of everything there. We'll go to the top of the fifth. Village Car Wash score of our ballgame. Rockhounds, I've been saying 6, haven't I? I sure did. Rockhounds 5, San Antonio 3.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
we thank you so much for coming on board this evening here in San Antonio. Man, appeal plays, stuff overlooked, wrong score. We've got it finally squared away. Interesting, at this point, Jack Perkins, all three runs are earned. It is not all that clear-cut. That is completely scorekeeper's judgment. And in David's view, Pedro Castellanos would have scored from third base on a fly ball to right field. Not that kind of thing usually goes into pitcher's favor. We'll see if that is still being cycled through, but it looks like all three runs will be earned. It is a 5-3 game. We'll give you the totals here in a moment just to make sure everything's back and we are ship shape again. Lawrence Butler takes outside for a ball, top of the fifth. Rockhounds 5-3 advantage. Couple of home runs. Swinging a foul out of play by Lawrence, 1-1. Rockhounds 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, 5, 6, and 2. San Antonio 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors, 3, 4, and 0. 1-1 pitch to Butler. Attempted, didn't go. Pitch outside, 2-1. Top of the order, top of the fifth. Butler, Harris, and Dykeman. Mission's really Frankensteining their runs together for the most part. There's a swing and a drive by Butler high and deep to right field, and that isn't coming back anywhere in the near future. That is long gone. Sidewalk souvenir number 3. Boy, Lawrence watched that one for a moment off the bat. He knew that was gone. That is a drive out of here. Not a breath of wind blowing in San Antonio. Air is pretty heavy here. This ballpark is not necessarily home run friendly, but that didn't matter on that swing. That was way out of here. Ninth of the year for Lawrence, his 39th run batted in. Boy, he has tremendous power. Boy, and that was just one of those gorgeous swings of the bat, and the ball just launched. Pitcher called strike to Brett Harris. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI double. And a run scored. It's from Watson. Right on the outside corner. Comes back with a couple of perfect pitches there. 0-2. Well, okay, we were just ahead of ourselves. It is now 6-3. Yeah, right. Saw that coming. So Lawrence Butler. Well, that's such a key bat for the Rockhounds in this second half, which begins 1 week from yesterday. Pitch bounces up there, 1-2 to Brett Harris. And Butler having a terrific game, 2-for-3, 2 runs, including the solo home run. Brett swings, bounces this pitch foul, got a tiny piece of it, still 1-2. Greg Dykeman and now Denzel Clark to follow in the Rockhounds' fifth inning. Well, this game has had about 27 left turns, and I've been remiss in finishing our trivia. My goodness, all the stuff that has gone on since we gave you the question, I've forgotten it. It's 1-2 to Brett Harris. Give you a quick reset on that. Now that we've got everything in the box finally squared away, called third strike, and I think Brett knew it. Really froze him on a like an off-speed pitch, and Harris out on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Nolan Watson. Here is Greg Dykeman. He's 2-for-2. Two very different base hits. A little chopper that hit out in front of home plate. A high bounce that Nolan Watson made the play on, but he was almost on the third base line. No chance to get Dykeman, and Greg knocked one out of here to right field this last time. Swings and misses 0-1. Hounds have 3 home runs, all to right field. And they have all been absolutely the real deal. A big swing and a miss. Greg comes up empty, and it's 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Denzel on deck. Activity now in the bullpen for San Antonio with a left-hander warming for the Missions. Hounds have had a couple of different arms up in the bullpen in this game. Swinging a bouncer toward first, but that will be right on the bag. Room service, gratuity not included, and Cummings will make the play for the second out, 2 down. All right, National League on this date, 1932, finally okayed it. It's something players were wearing. American League players have been wearing them for several seasons, but in the National League, folks were taking offense. The Cardinals wore them in 1923. They were harassed, heckled, hounded by opposing players and fans for wearing these. But on this date, it was okayed, and everybody on the field's wearing one tonight.
called Strike to Denzel Clark. Every player is wearing one. I might have given it away right there. Batting helmets, uniform numbers, spikes other than just black. There's a chopper to third base, handled by Fernandez. Throw is in time, and the inning is over. Your other choice, batting gloves. Was it batting helmets, uniform numbers, red spikes? In other words, spikes other than just the old-fashioned black ones, which pretty much everybody wore. Or was it batting gloves? The answer, which you have already figured out, I would guess, is on the way. We're midway through Thursday Night Baseball. Our Village Car Wash store, honest. Rocktown 6, San Antonio 3.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
So we got to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And see, let me do our trivia answer this way. Stepping to the plate is number 7, Daniel Johnson. Now, how do we know that? Well, it's on the roster, but yeah, good guess. Pitch a called strike to Johnson, but how do we know that's Daniel Johnson wearing number 7? Well, he's got a uniform number on, and that corresponds to the roster. He is wearing a uniform number. And it wasn't until 1932 that the National League okayed that. Pitch high for a ball, one strike. Apparently, the St. Louis Cardinals had put uniform numbers on their players in 1923, and they were harassed and hounded and heckled so much that they stopped doing it. Swinging a foul straight back. Boy, the stuff that honks people off, huh? It was uniform numbers for a long time. The American League had done it for several years. Cleveland and the Yankees were two of the first two to put numbers on the uniforms. We more than take it for granted, but it really only makes sense. Otherwise, backdoor pitch off called third strike, and Johnson not happy, but a good backdoor pitch from Jack Perkins got him. Called third strike, one man down, bottom of the fifth inning, 6-3 Rockdowns, fourth strikeout for Jack Perkins. Here's Juan Fernandez. I mean, if it was your team, who did you know, who to cheer for sure? Because how do you know who the guys are? I guess they were introduced when they came to the plate, swinging a foul back out of play, 0-1 to Fernandez. Juan hit by a pitch in the first, bounced out to third base in the third inning. He's 0-for-1. So Jack Perkins tagged with 3 earned runs. I would kind of disagree with one of those. Obviously, the other two are clearly earned. Swinging a foul ball out of play, 0-2. But, again, that's just judgment. And I'm going to double-check that electronic box just to make sure. Sometimes it takes a while to roll stuff through. Ha-ha, they did. They changed it. It is an unearned run. All right, that's like 2 things we've gotten right today, along with everything else been going on crazy on the field. Pitch drops to the dirt. The count is 1-2. So 3 runs for Jack. 2 of them are earned through 4 1/3. Fernandez with a 1-2 count. Base is empty. twist in the pitch, and that ball fouled straight back out of play. Count stays 1-2 to the San Antonio third baseman. Michael De La Cruz will follow here in the fifth inning. One of the things we take for granted today, uniform numbers would sure seem to make a whole bunch of sense to me. But it took a while for Major League Baseball, even the fans, to come around on that. Bouncer to third, but that will drift foul. So the count will stay a ball and two strikes. So Juan Fernandez will come back to the plate, pick up the baseball bat en route. Field is completely in shadows now. Again, not a breath of breeze. Just as I say that, well, the flag moves a little bit, but unusual to have much more wind. It was really, really windy last night. Swinging a ground ball toward the left of the shortstop, Brett Harris at the shoe tops, makes a good play and got him. Boy, nice throw on the move by Brett Harris. Nicely handled, two men down. Brett playing shortstop in this ball game, and here's Michael De La Cruz. Oh, Michael has had a part in two of the little bits of judgment in this game. He was reached on an error on catcher's interference back in the first inning. Then the sacrifice fly that we weren't sure was going to stand but did in the third. He swings and sends a high pop-up left side. Joshuan Wright in fair territory inside the bag at third. He'll make the catch. De La Cruz, a mile-high pop-up. And for just the second time in this ball game, the missions will go in order. Well, at the end of five, we give you totals, and that's a good thing in this game. We need to make sure we're all on the same page as we go to the top half of the sixth. After five complete at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, Village Car Wash score, the Rockhound 6, the San Antonio Missions 3.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
We go to the top half of the sixth, and here are your numbers, which we've had right now. Not sure anybody in the entire press box really had them right through about an inning and a half ago, but yeah, we've got it all figured out now. Rockhound, 6 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors, 6, 7, and 2. San Antonio, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors, 3, 4, and 0. Hounds with a 6-3 advantage, built not entirely, but largely on home runs. Shane McGuire, a 2-run home run in the first inning. Greg Dykeman, solo in the third. Lawrence Butler, solo in the fifth. All three off the bats of left-handed hitters pulled out to right field. Lázaro Armenteros leads it off and takes a called strike as we go to the top half of inning number six. Denzel Clark, a sacrifice fly. Brett Harris, an RBI double. The other ribbies for the Rockhounds in this game. Swing and a miss on a backup pitch. Lázaro, boy, he's got to feel like he gets to the plate. The count is 0-2. He's been down 0-2 all three times to Watson. Nolan pitches and misses just down and in. Tough pitch to take, 1-2. Armenteros, McGuire, and Simonite in the Rockhound sixth. It is a 6-3 game. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-2. Teams have split the first two games of this series. They've split the first 8 of the season series. Pitch swung on and missed, breaking ball away. Now for Lázaro, that's a hat trick in this game. Does have a 3-run home run back in the top of the first inning of game 1 of the series. But all 3 on strikes here in this game. That brings up Shane McGuire. He's 1-for-2 with 2-run home run in the first inning. That came with 1 on and 2 men down and took a 2-0 game, made it 4-0. Big swing and a miss by the Hounds catcher, 0-1 to count. We shouldn't have activity now behind Nolan Watson. Right-hander is ready. He's just staying loose in the bullpen. 0-1 pitch. Ball rhymed into center field, and on the move with room, Johnson will track it down. Line drive, well-struck ball by Shane McGuire. Hard out, but handled, two away. And here's William Simonite. North Division. Tulsa leading Northwest Arkansas 5-3 at One Oak Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Arkansas Travelers trail the Wichita Wind Surge 6-3, middle of the fifth at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. Simo takes, called strike inside half, 0-1. And if those two scores were to hold, if Tulsa were to win, Arkansas to lose, pitch to Simo just outside, 1-1. Simonite with a couple of bounce outs, one to second and one to short, 0-2 in the game. One ball, one strike. Chopper foul, 1-2. If the scores hold, then the Arkansas Travelers and Tulsa Drillers would be tied for the first half title with three games remaining. Thought Tulsa would have the advantage this week, but they're a game down coming into play today, hosting Northwest Arkansas. 1-2 pitch. Backs up just inside, 2-2. So Nolan Watson with that ERA will suffer a little bit in this game. Hounds have six runs on seven base hits, two out in the sixth, and a pitch down away and all the way back to the screen. So full count, nobody on, and two men down. New baseball delivered, and now the pitch clock again begins to tick. Joshua Wright would be next if Simo can extend this, the top of the sixth. Here's the 3-2. The payoff is swung on and well hit to left, but it will not carry. Drifting over with room as Hollis all got in on Simo a little bit, I think, and he turned and drove it sharply, but easily handled in the field by Connor Hollis. So, 1-2-3 inning for Nolan Watson in this, the sixth inning. We'll go to the last half of inning number six. Tell you about it. Our road to the show, different kind of road. Interesting unannounced visitor at a double-A ball game on this date. Back not all that far. Village Car Wash score to the bottom of the sixth. Pound six, San Antonio three.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to Astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy full bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Jack Perkins back to the mound. Bottom half of the sixth inning. It'll be Cole Cummings, Pedro Castellanos, and Connor Hollis to face the right-hander. Hounds with a 6-3 advantage. Cole Cummings has been good in this game. He walked in the first inning, singled, and scored in the fourth. Outfielder in the first couple of games, playing first base in this game for San Antonio. I'll tell you about a game at Hagerstown, Maryland on this date. Got some kind of cool stuff going on. Called strike inside corner to Cole Cummings, 0-1. Playing in his 20th game since joining the Missions. 257, three homers, 12 driven in. Takes up and away for a ball, one ball and one strike. In 2010. Swing and a line drive, right side. Boy, that's a sweet swing. Line drive into right field, base hit. Boy, Cummings almost a videotape replay of his last at-bat. He's 2-for-2, plus a walk. Here's Pedro Castellanos, who drove him in the fourth inning. Cummings led off the fourth, as he does here in the sixth, with a base hit, sharply hit. Castellanos took an 0-1 pitch and drilled an RBI double in the gap in left center field, advanced to third when the ball was bobbled by Denzel Clark. Takes a high strike, and the count is 0-1. So same scenario precisely. Leadoff single, 0-1 count to Castellanos. Hollis and Siegel to follow. Pitch to the big right-handed hitter, pop foul. William Simonide gives an earnest look at that, but that's going to find a spot. Big old bounce on a concrete concourse down that right field line. So on this date, the Eastern League Harrisburg Senators were playing at Hagerstown, Maryland. The team no longer exists, but they were Eastern League members at the time, double A. Pitch from Perkins, down and away. Castellanos tempted, did not go, 1-2. Activity in both bullpens. Brian Howard warming for the Hounds behind Jack Perkins into his sixth inning of work. Right-hander set, one on, nobody out. Castellanos swings, pops another one foul. Count 0-2. Well, they're playing a ball game, and let us say you're in the stands and you notice something of a commotion and a very unusual, unannounced visitor arrived at that Eastern League game. There's a swing and another foul back. Count stays 1-2. The Harrisburg Senators were playing the Hagerstown Suns in Hagerstown, Maryland. And, well, you had Senators already. And all of a sudden, the motorcade enters the ballpark. And out of that limousine comes President George H.W. Bush swinging a foul out of play. 41st Commander-in-Chief. And he had guests with him. They wanted to take in a baseball game, a minor league baseball game, which is notable, I'll tell you why. But they were going to go to the Carolina League game, which would have been a little more convenient, I guess. But a storm washed out that game at Frederick, Maryland. Just a swing and a drive to left, but it's foul. Boy, Castellanos got it all, but it is a foul ball. Boy, Castellanos, who doubled his last time up, that was a 1-2 pitch, and he really hammered it, but it was foul left field down that line. It's only 3-10 right to the foul pole in left. That wall, as we have described over the years, is rounded pretty quickly outward, but it's only 3-10 to the foul pole. 1-2 again, and the pitch by Perkins, ground ball, third base, base hit! Sharply hit. Boy, Josh Juan Wright made a quick move at it, but boy, Castellanos really ripped that. That is just a tremendous at bat. He got down 0-2, fouled off four two-strike pitches, and singles to left field. And that's going to be it, it looks like, for Jack Perkins. Boy, Castellanos is, boy, he's been rough the last couple of times. Both Cummings and Castellanos, they have collectively four of the six hits that the Missions have, and that'll be it for Jack. So the other seven guys in the order have only two base hits against him. Back-to-back singles by Reyes and Johnson in the third, but Cummings and Castellanos have combined 4-for-5 plus a walk. So Brian Howard will get the call out of the bullpen. And he will come on with two men on and nobody down, tying run at home plate here in the last half of the sixth inning. So for Jack Perkins, just to this moment in time, he goes five innings plus. Puts up six base hits. He's responsible, of course, for the two men on base. He gives up three runs, two of them earned at this point. He walked only one. Struck out four batters. Had two wild pitches, one hit batsman. Brian Howard will relieve him. He will face Connor Hollis, Chandler Siegel, and Kervin Pichardo, bottom third of the order. And Hollis will come up as the potential tying run. That game in Hagerstown, Maryland, again, President Bush was going to attend a Carolina League game in Frederick, Maryland, but a storm washed that out. So apparently they had the alternative plan, but it wasn't announced at the ballpark. So you're sitting in the ballpark in the Eastern League in Hagerstown, Maryland, and all of a sudden in walks the 41st President of the United States. And it's kind of cool. By the way, among his guests, Walter Payton. Backup pitch called strike 0-1 to Connor Hollis. Great running back, of course, for the Chicago Bears. Walter Payton among the entourage. And so President George H.W. Bush and company watching an Eastern League game, which is cool in itself. Swing, fly ball, right side, drifting, and it is foul. Out of play 0-2. Well, if you think it's kind of cool that the President of the United States, or I guess that time right, the former president, the story does say President George H.W. Bush, so former commander-in-chief arrives, watches a game with a very notable group. It marked the first time ever a U.S. president had attended a minor league game, and I don't know if one has since. There's a swing and a line drive into right field. That's a base hit. That will score a run. And Hollis will give a look. He'll hold it first, but a run will score. It's first and third. Connor Hollis just continues to struggle against the Texas League in general and absolutely has been tormenting the Rockhounds. Connor Hollis makes it a 6-4 game. Connor Hollis is hitting .216 on the year. With that swing, he is 9-20 against the Hounds, and if you're phone doesn't have a calculator handy, or you don't, that's a .450 average. So it is now first and third. Castellanos, a pretty good jump on that, goes from first to third, does the big guy, and a pitch down and away to Chandler Siegel for ball one. Well, that run goes to Jack Perkins. Chandler Siegel had a big night a couple of nights ago, hitting 198 on the year, but had a home run and a double opening night. Swings and sends a pop foul. That will get into the seats. A long look from William Simonite, but he's out of room. Count 1-1. So it is now a 6-4 game. Each team with 7 hits at this moment in time. Ryan Howard, 6'9 right-hander, out of the bullpen. By the way, is the first run the bullpen? Well, that run goes to Jack Perkins, so I can't say the bullpen allowed that run. Bullpen work in the first two games has been outstanding. Chandler Siegel, right-handed hitter. He's 0-2. He has struck out and flown to right field. Runners at the corners. Nobody down. Pitch outside for a ball. Shane McGuire thought about a throw to first base. Does not unload the ball. 2-1 the count. Kervin Pichardo on deck. Then back to the top of the order for Ripken Reyes. Tying runs on base. Potential go-ahead run at the plate. Chandler Siegel waits. Pitch from Howard. Boy, right down the middle. Called strike 2-2. Chandler with one home run, and it came Tuesday night in this series. He asks for time, and granted by our home plate umpire. Trevor Matthews behind the plate. Trevor from Venice, Florida. Alex Nash from Atascadero, California. Our crew chief is at first. Sean Sparling from Mountain Home, Idaho at third base. 2-2 stretch by Howard. Siegel waits. Runner at first base goes. Ball lifted in the air in the left center field. Got a chance to do damage. And that ball's going to drop. And this game is tied. Chandler Siegel drives home 2-6 all tie, bottom of the sixth. Connor Hollis was running, and he will score with ease. So Siegel drives home 2 runs. Boy, and again, he's hitting under 200, but he's had a huge series. So 5 runs for Jack Perkins on this day. Both inherited runners score with Brian Howard, and he gives up a run. Breaking pitch down and away to Kervin Pichardo. 1 ball, no strikes. So a blown save for Brian Howard. He is now the pitcher of record. And this is a 6-6 tie. There is still nobody out in the inning. Howard's pitch swung on. That's hit high in the air. Left center field again. on the move and diving for it. Tremendous catch in center by Denzel Clark. He made a tumbling catch. I was watching Armenteros as well, and as they came to basically crossing paths, Denzel left his feet on a dive, and he tumbled to make that catch. Look at a second look on the replay here, way off to my right. Boy, actually almost went into a slide and made that catch, did Denzel. Holding it second is Chandler Siegel. That was a brilliant catch in left center field. One man down, top of the order, Ripken Reyes. Tie-breaking run in scoring position. Ripken swings and misses on a pitch down and in, 0-1. Boy, Denzel Clark with a tremendous defensive play. Slaps a little leather in left center field, so one man down. Pitch to Reyes, swung on and missed, same pitch, down and in, swinging strike two. Daniel Johnson on deck. Runner in scoring position, one man down, bottom of the sixth inning, tied at six. And now the Missions, forgive me. This time is called at home plate. You know, the online scoreboard just scared me. They had 7-6 Missions, and it's been that kind of a day. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. We had an appeal play earlier, after which, for about an inning, nobody up in the press box fully sure while the information was being disseminated. A pitch clock violation against whom? Well, it's against Brian Howard, so... Two balls, two strikes to count. Now Bobby Crosby's going to come out and discuss this one. I'll be wanting an explanation. It's going to be a 2-2 count. Brian Howard asking our crew chief, Alex Nash, about it. And Bobby's still discussing with Trevor Matthews at home plate. Pitch clock violation. Bobby's still not clear there. You know, there have not been, I think, nearly as many violations, for one, and very few discussions as we just had there. Pitch clock has largely been a pretty smooth transition, especially considering how major it is, but right there was some discussion. But it is a pitch clock violation on Brian Howard. So it's 2-2 to Ripken Reyes. Go-ahead run is at second base. Pitch drops down and in, 3-2. The online box score and the online scoreboard had 7-6 San Antonio for about 90 seconds, so that'll get you. It's the head spinning after a day in which basically in the press box, probably in the ballpark, nobody knew what the score was, maybe except the umpires. Pitches up high, and that's ball four. And, boy, that is a really frustrating walk, I would think, for Brian Howard. He had Reyes down 0-2, and he missed with the next four pitches. Of course, one of those was a pitch clock violation, and now the Hounds will get the bullpen up again. Now, Brian has only one out among the first four batters he's faced, and that was a brilliant catch by Denzel Clark. Jorge Juan will begin to warm for the Rockhounds. Activity as well with a left-hander for San Antonio in the bullpen. Nolan Watson off the hook at least in this game. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 to Daniel Johnson, and Shane McGuire out to visit with Brian Howard. Well, the Missions have rallied back in this game. Leadoff single by Cole Cummings. Leading off the sixth inning, Pedro Castellanos then sharp single to left field. Connor Hollis an RBI and Chandler Siegel an RBI double pitch high and away for a ball, and the count is 2-0. Siegel driving in a pair with that double to left center. He stands at second base with one man down. Ripken Reyes drawing the walk. He's on at first. The pitch, and that's outside, and that's ball three. One for Brian Howard. This has been a struggle, a single, a double, the great catch by Denzel on a would-be double. to left center. He walked Reyes after getting ahead 0-2, and now it's 3-0 to Johnson. He swings and fouls it away. And the count goes 3-1. That rattled around down below us. Couldn't see the ultimate result. Daniel Johnson with a 3-1 count. Left-handed hitter, he's 1-for-3. Stretch, kick and pitch by Howard. That ball fouled away into a deepening night sky off to the left. 3-2. So a question here, do the runners go? Wouldn't think so. The lead man is Chandler Siegel. Has a couple of steals and a couple of caught stealings, does the mission's catcher. Ripken Reyes, good base runner on at first. 3-2 count, left-handed hitter. Only one man down, six all tied. Pitch by Howard and a swing and a miss. And Brian Howard comes back and gets Daniel Johnson. So an 0-2 count to Ripken Reyes turned into a walk. A 3-0 count to Daniel Johnson turns into a strikeout. So now six all tied, two on and two out. And Juan Fernandez, the batter, he's been hit by a pitch and bounced out twice. Fernandez waits. Backup pitch called strike from Brian. 0-1 the count from the tall right-hander. Brian Howard making appearance number 14 out of the bullpen. He's 2-4, 5.40 ERA. Looks at the runner at second. There are two men on. Pitch swung on, fouled back. Count now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed hitter stands back in. Fernandez, again, very good hitter for average. He's at 315 coming in. Pitch from Howard, swung on, fouled away. And we'll get into, up just beyond this top row or two of the grandstand, off onto the right. Count stays 0-2 to the mission's third baseman. Siegel on at second. And four straight base hits to start this inning. The missions. Here's the stretch and pitch by Howard. That's fouled away. Good protective swing by Fernandez. Had to reach for it a little bit, but reach he did, and got a piece of it. Singles by Cummings and Castellanos. RBI single Connor Hollis. Two-run double Chandler Siegel. Two on, two out. Pitching away from Howard up high, and McGuire throws behind the runner. And oh, they got him! Picked him off first base. No argument from the first base coach. Oh, my goodness. Ripken Reyes will talk to himself for a week. Now, I don't think he agrees with the call. In fact, I'm sure he doesn't. He's arguing a little bit. But he is picked off first base. When, again, he is not only a really good player, he is a very, very heady player. But he just got picked off first base by catcher Shane McGuire, who's had a really interesting game. So we will go to the top half of the seventh. But the mission's three runs on four base hits, four in a row to lead off the inning. And after six complete, Village Car Wash score now is a 6-6 tie.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland.
Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockHounds.org.
And through six innings of play, we have a 6-6 tie as we go to the top half of the stretch inning. Left-hander Brian Gonzalez is on the pitch. Left-hander will face Joshua on right to lead it off. Third baseman batting eighth in the order. Look to bunt and takes a strike that just got there knee-high outside corner. Saeed Valenzuela and Lawrence Butler are due 8, 9, and 1 in the order, top of the seventh inning. Tied at 6. Breaking pitch just down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Gonzalez making his sixth appearance overall, his third out of the bullpen, 3.77 ERA. Left-hander set, delivers, and a line drive down the left field. A base hit. Josh Wainwright has his first two double-A base hits. Well, that was a line drive single. In the top of the second, leading it off, as he does here in the top of the seventh, a really good at-bat from Josh Wainwright. That one he pulled toward the left field line, not quite deep enough for an extra base hit, but a well-hit ball. In the first inning, Josh Wainwright went opposite way on an 0-2 pitch, and that came after a case in which he almost threw the bat at the ball on a protective swing to hang in. He fouled the ball away. Hung in there and then singled on the next pitch. Down and in here to Saeed Valenzuela. Saeed 0 for 1 with a hit by pitch. Nolan Watson no longer the pitcher of record in this game, of course, as Gonzalez enters the tie game here in inning number 7. Pitch right down the middle, called strike to Valenzuela, 1-1. 6 innings for Nolan Watson. 7 hits, 6 runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts, but that ERA takes a pop in the chops. It was 3.5 coming in. It goes up by a half point. And a little more, a little line drive into center field. Base hit for Saeed Valenzuela. So the bottom of the order comes through with back-to-back base hits. Josh Wainwright, the leadoff single. Valenzuela with a line drive single up the middle. And here's Lawrence Butler. No tie ball game, 6-6, but the Rockhounds get back-to-back hits to start the top of the seventh inning. Nolan Watson came in with a 3.57 ERA, and it goes up almost precisely a half point in one game to 4.08. So, okay, 0.51. A rough day for Nolan Watson. This game now tied. Butler stands in. Lawrence takes outside, ball one. Led the game off. Would have been some good at-bats both sides of the scorecard in this game. That was an 0-2 start to this game with Lawrence Butler. He finally took a 1-2 pitch and lined a single into right, came around to score on a Brett Harris double. Swing and a miss here on a breaking pitch. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Two men on and nobody down. Hounds had this scenario a few times last night, but just did not get it done. Pitch to Lawrence, swings, fouls it back, count 1-2 to the Hounds' DH. Singled and scored in the first, and man, he launched one out of here in the fifth inning to right field, and he took a moment to admire. Probably just about as much as demeanor and unwritten rules allow. Butler waits, 2-1, nobody down, stretching pitch to Lawrence, outside, ball 2-2. By the way, in the North Division, Arkansas has come back to tie Wichita, and now adding to the North Division drama, they are in a rain delay. Tulsa still leads Northwest Arkansas at 1-0 field in Tulsa, 5-3. Pitch to Lawrence, swung on and missed, got him. So, the strikeout. First out of the inning, and now here's Brett Harris. Brett is 1-for-3, RBI double, and a run scored in the first inning. Josh Wainwright and Saeed Valenzuela leading this game or this inning off with singles. Of course, the Hounds have had a couple of changes. Logan Davidson being promoted, Jeremy Ironman to the injured list a short while back. Pitch down and in for a ball. The count is 1-0. Daryl Hernandez came out of last night's game early, not in the lineup tonight, so try to get an update on Daryl. But Wright and Valenzuela getting starts tonight. Josh Wan's 2-for-3, and Saheed 1-for-2. Stretch and delivered a Brett called strike. Breaking pitch got there. One ball and one strike to count. Springfield is leading Frisco again. Cardinals maybe the hottest team in the league right now. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Harris takes down and away. Two balls, one strike. And Amarillo has rallied back to take the lead at Corpus Christi. They're in the bottom of the eighth at Whataburger Field at the beach. Amarillo 5 and Corpus Christi 4. San Antonio, of course, has locked up the division. First half title. 2-1 count. Stretch of pitch by Gonzalez outside. Ball 3. Brett stands out for a moment. I don't think he's asked for time yet, although, nope, just steps back in. 3-1 the count. Wright takes the lead off second. Valenzuela off first. Gonzalez comes set. Hands at the letters. Delivery is way up high. Ball 4. Now, that looks a little more like the Brett Harris we know again. He has struggled of late. 0-for-5 last night, as mentioned, with 3 strikeouts. And that just doesn't happen with Brett Harris. Tonight, he's 1-for-3. Double run ribby. One walk, one strikeout. Now Greg Dykeman. Bases are loaded. One man down. Top of the seventh. And our home plate umpire looking over to the dugout, the third base dugout. Not quite sure what communicating there. Now Greg stands in. Bases are full, one man out. 2-for-3 with a single and a monster home run. Stretching pitch to Dykeman. Down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Greg, left-handed hitter. 230 average. Well, that has been on an upswing of late. Stretch by the lefty. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Stretch and pitch. Greg takes strike outside half. One ball and one strike to count. Home run in the third inning. His sixth in his last 7 games. Runners their leads. Gonzalez comes set. Looks at second. Bases are full. The stretch, kick, and pitch off speed inside. And almost hit him. Two balls, one strike. Rockhounds with activity beginning again in the bullpen. And I believe going to be Trey Schupach now who is warming. Stretch and pitch. Dykeman takes down and away. 3-1. And boy, if there's a guy right now in the Rockhounds lineup, you do not want to go 3 balls and 1 strike to. It is Greg Dykeman, and that's the guy at the plate. Josh Wan right at third. Saheed Valenzuela is at second. Brett Harris is at first. Couple of singles and a walk, loading the bases. 3-1 count to Dykeman. 6 all tie in the seventh. Look, stretch, kick and pitch, and foul it away. Reached for a pitch maybe a little bit on the outside part. Then again, it might be somewhat hypocritical for a 222 career Little League hitter to suggest that a professional hitter reached for a pitch, and I'm not suggesting such. 3-2 the count. Bases full count, full, one man down. Lefty-lefty matchup. Gonzalez a glance out at second. Now the turn. Leg kick. Pitch comes to the plate. Down and away. Ball 4. And he will force home a run. Well, Greg Dykeman drove one in by driving the ball about 410 feet out of here. He drives one in with good patience that time. And the Rockhounds regain a 7-6 advantage. Two singles, two walks. And it's going to bring Jeff Andrews, the a longtime pitching coach in the organization, out for a visit. Valenzuela to third, Harris to second. And that was a breaking pitch down and away that certainly had to at least had to have crossed his mind. That would be a pretty good bit of patience on a 3-2 pitch. Now the Missions will get activity going in the bullpen as well. Another left-hander with a lefty on the mound at the moment. Conversation with pitching coach Jeff Andrews is over. Jason Blanchard is the left-hander who will begin to loosen now for the Missions in the bullpen down the third base side. Here is Denzel Clark. He's 0 for 2, but he has a sac fly back in the first and a brilliant and a run-saving catch in retrospect in left center field not long ago. Stretch and pitch. Down and away. Ball one, 1-0. Trey Shupak is loose, so he and the two guys who were guarding the bullpen and his bullpen catcher all standing shoulder to shoulder watching the action from the bullpen mound. Pitch down low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. We have Calvin Coker, J.J. Schwarz, Trey Shupak, and Charles Hall all watching the action. Standing in the bullpen now, and there's a swing and a miss. Denzel comes up empty, 2-1. It's a pretty good view. It's cool because, as mentioned, the bullpens are in play here between the foul line and the stand. So the guys just standing on the bullpen mound and watching their teammates. Infield pinched into the corners, middle depth up the middle, actually even with the bags now up the middle. 2-1 count, bases full, pitch to Denzel. Oh, my, just missed. Tough to tell where from here, 3-1. Boy, that's a close pitch. Three balls, one strike, one run across, one man down. Brian Gonzalez has a strikeout in this inning. But two walks, two singles, and a run. Stretch and pitch, and Denzel fouls it back. Boy, had a rip. Foul ball straight back to the screen, 3-2. Denzel at the plate, Lazaro Armenteros on deck, and he was probably pleased to see a pitching change. Nolan Watson struck him out three times. Denzel mentioned the sacrifice fly in the first inning. Struck out looking in the third, bounced to third base to end the fifth inning. Bases full, infield in, 3-2 count. Stretch by Gonzalez, pitch to Denzel, swings, ground ball, got a chance, base hit left field. That's going to drive home one, that's going to drive home two. Throw will come to the plate, going to be a close play. Did they get him? They did. He's safe. Beat the tag. Beat the tag. Brett Harrison, we're going to get an argument on this. The throw was in time. And Luke Montz, this is not, I don't think this is in your face. I think the question is, did the tag get down? Again, there's an argument, but it, and Luke is intensifying a little bit. That is a two-run base hit, Denzel Clark. And boy, that was another good throw from Connor Hollis. He already has one assist from left field on a play at the plate in this game. So Luke disagrees. It's not really one of those high-intensity arguments. I mean, nobody's losing their minds, but boy, that was really close. Denzel Clark drives home Saheed Valenzuela and Brett Harris. Crowd, of course, disagrees. Greg Dykeman stopping at second base. Denzel stops at first. That, of course, if the throw had been cut off. But instead, Rockhounds had a second and third run in this inning. Pitch high to Lazaro for ball one. Boy, really close play. The nature of the argument tells you that it was probably an accurate call, albeit a really close one, that Brett got under the tag, just reached out with the fingertips and got home plate. Pitch down and away for ball two, 2-0. Of course, blocking home plate has been a high-level, high-intensity source of discussion near the last week and so in the big leagues. That, I think, was just a question of the tag. Certainly wasn't a question of blocking home plate. Number foul, 2-1. So the Hounds lead 9-6. Denzel with three runs battered in this game. And, boy, it was a good, really good at-bat. Sharply hit ball. Ripken Reyes, the shortstop, almost got to it. And Connor Hollis made a really good throw to home plate. 2-1 pitch down and away. That's ball three. Gonzalez has had some difficulty navigating the zone consistently, has a couple of walks in this inning. Three runs, three hits, two walks, a strikeout. Hounds breaking the six-all tie forged just a few minutes ago by the Missions. Gonzalez pitch, that's down the way, and that's ball four. So the bases are once again loaded, and you've got to think, yep, that's going to be it. For Gonzalez, that is a real struggle. Boy, that pitcher's mound can be a lonely, lonely spot. Jason Blanchard will come on to pitch. And for Ryan Gonzalez, well, there have to be times when you walk from the mound to the dugout and you just have to think like everybody on the planet is looking at you. It's just such a, that was just a tough outing. And his day is done. Jason Blanchard, left-hander, who was from Austin, will come on to pitch. And he will inherit the bases loaded. Still in the seventh inning, of course. So for Gonzalez, he goes one-third. Gives up three base hits, three runs all earned, walked three, struck out one, and he departs with the bases full. And one man down in inning number seven. Rockhounds are back home on Wednesday. Remember, Monday and Tuesday are both off days this week, and that is all to do not so much with the coming week, but rather with the July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and then on to July 4th. So Hounds will be home beginning on Wednesday. A six-game homestand begins with half-price hot dogs on Wednesday. All together in unison, Thirsty Thursday coming up on the 29th. A first time that I can ever remember, anyway, a giveaway item on Friday the 30th, Rockhounds tank tops. Again, I don't recall having seen those before, so something new there. And next Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, July 1, 2, 3, we'll have fireworks each night for you at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So our July Independence celebration, just going to be absolutely terrific. Fireworks on Saturday the 1st at 7:05 game time, 6:05 Sunday and Monday. As we celebrate independence, and boy, three nights of fireworks. That's really better than being at home on the 4th. Rockhounds will be in Frisco on the 4th of July. Now here's Shane McGuire. He's 1-for-3. He's hit the Dickens out of it twice. Left-hander Jason Blanchard to face him. Bases loaded. Infield pinched in at the corners. Back up the middle. Swing. High fly ball. This is maybe deep enough. Center fielder Johnson will make the catch. That throw will come to third base. Going to be cut off. RBI. Sacrifice fly. Shane McGuire's third ribby of the game. Well, he's had a couple of plays behind the plate that he liked back, but my goodness. Two-run home run. Sacrifice fly here. That drives home Greg Dykeman. Coming to third base is Denzel Clark on the second out of the inning. Sacrifice fly to center. Rockhounds lead it 10-6. First and third, two out for Simo. The Rockhounds have batted around here in the seventh. That run, of course, will be charged to Brian Gonzalez. Pitch from Blanchard up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Simo 0-for-3. Couple of bounce outs and a line drive out to left field. Hit it well as last time. Just hit it right at somebody, Connor Hollis to be specific. Swings high, pop up. Shallow right field. Coming on and over. And under it is Pichardo. He's got it for the out. But the Rockhounds score four times. They bat around in the inning. Leave a couple of men on base, but the Rockhounds break the newly forged tie with a four spot in the seventh inning. Four runs, they do it on three base hits, three walks, and a sacrifice fly. No errors, and two men left on base. And it is Trey Schupach who will come on to pitch for the Rockhounds. Seventh inning stretch, and our non-Googleable trivia coming up. And take me out to the ballgame time. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 10, San Antonio 6.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink,
easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Trey Schupach on the pitch for the Rockhounds. Brian Howard with the bullpen, a little rough for both teams in the last couple of innings. Brian goes one inning, two hits, one run. It was earned, but both of his inherited runners also scored. But he will be the pitcher of record in this game. Two hits, a run, it was earned, one walk, one strikeout. And Trey Schupach will come on to pitch for the Rockhounds. Our seventh inning stretch trivia. Oh, yeah. Now, this is actually, I believe, the anniversary was, I think, yesterday. It's Juan Fernandez will lead it off here in the seventh. Fernandez was at the plate when Shane McGuire, again, he's had a throwing error and a, I'm sorry, an interference error back in the first inning. A passed ball, which was on a tough chance, but a passed ball as well, which allowed to run the score. First pitch swing, high fly ball, left center field. Who's going to take command of that? It'll be Denzel in center with Lazaro right by him. High fly ball, and Fernandez goes after the first pitch from Trey Schupach, and Schupach, excuse me, and flies out to left center field, one man down. The Pittsburgh Pirates in 2010, yesterday's date, I believe, fired an employee, not because the employee, his performance wasn't good, as Michael De La Cruz takes down low ball one. But, you see, this particular employee had gone on his Facebook page and had been critical of the Pirates' upper management. And they found out about it, swinging a fly ball into a pitch-black night sky off to the left. One ball, one strike. So, that got this employee fired. Who did the Pirates fire? On this day, ground ball, two sharp hops at second, handled there by Saheed. He will throw to first base for the out, two up, two down in the seventh. Did the Pirates fire their organist, their PA announcer, their groundskeeper, or a dumpling? Because on this date, because that employee, the performance was fine, but went on Facebook and criticized the Pirates' upper management, so the Pirates fired whom? Their organist, their PA announcer, their groundskeeper, or a dumpling. Here's Cole Cummings. Takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Answer after this pitch. Cummings has had a terrific game. He takes down and in for a ball. He is 2 for 2 with a walk as well. Two runs scored. On this, well, of course, yeah, it's the one that kind of jumps out at you, huh? The dumpling? Yeah, the Pirates fired a dumpling on this date. I had to look it up. Bouncing ball to first base, two long hops handled by Simo, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for Trey Schupach. So right back on top of things, Rockhounds bullpen with a 1-2-3 inning from Trey. We will tell you the tale of the fired dumpling along with our line score from the first seven innings of this ballgame. The Rockhounds score four times in the top of the stretch inning, and they have taken the lead after seven complete. Our Village Car Wash score of the game, the Rockhounds 10, the San Antonio Mission 6.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
All Offense has been the order of the day here in San Antonio. Third game of a six-game series, and the Rockhounds are on top with a score of 10-6. Line score in this game for the Rockhounds, 10 runs, 10 hits, couple of errors, 10-10-2. San Antonio, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 6-8-0. Josh Juan Wright led off the top of the seventh with a single as his first two double-A hits in this game. And that opened the door on a four-run inning in which the Hounds broke a six-all tie. Denzel Clark, a two-run single, the biggest single swing of the bat in the inning, called strike to Josh Juan from Jason Blanchard. Came on in relief of Brian Gonzalez. Gave up one inherited runner, but got the only too many faced in the seventh. Blanchard with a pitch, fires just outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. So it's Josh Juan Wright, Saeed Valenzuela, and Lawrence Butler, and they started the seventh. Lawrence was a strikeout victim in the seventh inning, but he's been big in this game. Really good contributions from a wide number of hitters. A breaking ball swung on and missed, one and two. Butler a single and a run in the first inning, a solo home run in the fifth. Brett Harris an RBI double and a run in the first, a walk and a run in the seventh. Greg Dykeman home run in this game, swinging a fly ball into left center field, but a good jump, plenty of time and room for Daniel Johnson. And he makes the catch for the out. Greg Dykeman has scored three, driven in two. He's two for three in this game. Denzel Clark, a sack fly and a two-run single. Shane McGuire, a two-run home run and a sacrifice fly. And again, Wright and Valenzuela, bottom of the order, started the four-run tie-breaking inning. Here is Saeed. Left-hander delivers down and in for ball one, does Jason Blanchard, 1-0. 10-6 the score. Tomorrow and Saturday, game time 7:05. Sunday in the afternoon, that sounds like a good idea, 1:05 to wrap this up. And as mentioned just a few minutes ago, the Hounds back home on Wednesday after a two-day break fashioned around the 4th of July weekend upcoming. Pitcher called strike, and it's 1-1. Now, the Pittsburgh Pirates on yesterday's date, actually, in 2010, fired a dumpling. They fired a dumpling. Now, I had to look up the word pierogi. Here's a swing and a high pop foul out of play. I thought a pierogi was a sausage, but not according to Wikipedia, anyway. It's 1-2. A sausage can be involved in the whole thing, but a pierogi is actually, according, again, this is, and I'll read you what it says, because this isn't, I've never had one, never plan on it, but, you know, you want to deliver the information correctly as we can. This, of course, during the game in which none of us knew the score for about an inning and a half, pitched down and in, 2-2 the count. According to Wikipedia, I am quoting, pierogi are filled dumplings made by wrapping unleavened dough around a savory or sweet filling and cooking in boiling water. If that's wrong, don't blame me. Pop foul out of play. It's still 2-2. But the bottom line is that this fella, I don't think we have his name. Doesn't really matter. But he was a mascot for the Pirates who took part in the pierogi race that they had. Don't know if they still do in Pittsburgh. Yeah, they have a mascot pierogi race. And this guy was, he was one who participated in the pierogi race, but he was critical of the team on Facebook. Swinging a ground ball down the right side, got a base hit. Well, hello, how are you, Saeed Valenzuela, with back-to-back two-hit games. Good piece of hitting again. Well, Josh Juan Wright and Saeed Valenzuela have had really good nights at the plate. Josh Juan, 2-for-4 with two singles and a run. Saeed is 2-for-3, plus a hit by pitch, and he scored a run. Reached out and just punched that pitch. Now Lawrence Butler, 2-for-4 with a single and a home run. Pitcher called strike outside half from Blanchard, so base hit here, one on, one out, eighth inning. The kid who was the mascot, the dumpling in the pierogi race, was 24. Pitch down low, 1-1. And on Facebook, he was critical of the Pirates' upper management, so he got fired. The Washington Wild Things of the Frontier League, they're an independent team, they actually extended him a job offer. Swinging the ground ball out towards second, might be two. Backhanded, flipped it, short for one with Reyes on to first. Not going to be in time. Good hustle by Lawrence, beats that out. Second out of the inning goes 4-6. That goes De La Cruz to Reyes. Fielder's choice for Butler with two men down. And Brett Harris, the batter, 1-for-3. RBI double and a run in the first. He flew into a 7-2 double play in the second and attempted a sack fly with Joshuan thrown out of the plate. Struck out looking in the fifth and walked and scored in the seventh. Eventually, by the way, the Pirates pitched down and away for a ball. The Pirates relented, and apparently there was some public backlash when it got out, and they rehired the pierogi. So the dumpling was back and all decked out for the pierogi race. But on this date, man, they fired the dumpling. Pitch outside for ball two. I was a fan of the late comedian George Carlin. Some of the language is rough, but the guy was just flat-out funny, and he always came up with things that are cool, like phrases that have never been said before. Pitch down low for a ball, it's 3-0. My personal favorite, it's so easy, was hand me that piano. Who comes up with that? But he did. But on this date, the Pirates fired their dumpling. And I'm not sure that fired your dumpling has ever been said before. And perhaps it should not have been. Seventh inning stretch, non-Googleable trivia, a word that you and I made up. 3-0 to Brett, one man on, two man down, stretch and pitch, takes, and that is, boy, well, delayed call and a high strike. It is moments such as that that really kind of give credence to the theory that anything close on 3-0 will get called a strike. It's kind of like Trevor just waited for a moment, runner goes, pitch is swung on, fouled back, so Butler taken off on the 3-1 pitch, but it's fouled away. We'll do it again on 3-2. Broadcast brought your way by Bud Light. We'll bring you our non-Googleable trivia. We join you a little bit ahead of 7 o'clock the next two evenings and 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Also, when the Hounds return home on Wednesday, everybody back to 0-0. Second half begins. Stretch and pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a good fastball. That was a good battle right there, and Blanchard wins it. So, it is no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left. And we'll go to the bottom half of inning number 8. Rockhounds breaking a 6-all tie with a 4-run seventh inning, and that's where we stand for the car wash score to the bottom of the 8th. Hounds on top, 10-6.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business, for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Pedro Castellanos is 2-for-3 in this game. He popped out with the bases loaded in the bottom of the first inning, and since then he has ripped an RBI double and scored, and a single and scored as well. Check swing, boy, gorgeous pitch there by Trey Schupak. So has him way out in front with the first delivery, bottom of the eighth inning. 10-6 Rockhounds. Pitch swung on and missed. Breaking pitch away, 0-2. Trey, 1-2-3, seventh inning. Wind-up motion, delivers, and this ball punched, fouled out of play. Castellanos weighs last time up, just as he did here. He got down 0-2. He fouled off 4 2 strike pitches and ripped a 1-2 pitch. Eighth delivery saw the at bat, single to left field. Takes down and away for a ball. 1-2. Connor Hollis on deck. And Chandler Siegel will follow in the eighth. A swing and a miss. And this time, Castellanos chased one off the outside part of the plate. Trey Schupak's first strikeout. Four up, four down since he came into the game. And here's Connor Hollis. Well, he's 1-for-3, but of course, as mentioned, he is 9-for-20 in the season series with the Rockhounds. He's hitting .216 on the season. But 9-for-20 in the season series here. Big swing and a bouncing ball. Foul. Joshua on right. Chased that into foul ground. It's just foul wide of the bag. Well, I don't think he would have had a chance to get him, and that was a nice play by Joshua. Not a big guy. Goes in about 5'9 or so. Boy, he made a terrific play last night. And handled a couple of plays in this game. And good effort there on a close call down the third base line. 0-1 count to Hollis. Sends one right back. Soft line drive. Gloved by Trey Schupak. I think he got in on Connor a little bit. It was almost, that almost looked like slow motion. It was just a soft line drive right back. Almost like a, right at the belt buckle. It just, it looked like he was going to, like the six gun, just going to, right on the holster. Caught that ball in the glove and tucked it away. Soft line drive. Two men down. Here's Chandler Siegel. Swings, loops one. Shallow left field. Coming on is Lazaro. And he can't make the play. He blocked it. Good effort by Armenteros. He did not let that ball get by him. If it had, that's a double. And again, just a little soft line drive. Armenteros charging in, made the dive, couldn't make the play, but did block it with his body. So it's one on with two men down. Bottom of the eighth, 10-6 Rockhounds. Here is Kirvin Pichardo now. He's the right fielder. Well, he's 0-for-2 thanks to Denzel Clark in particular. Swings and sets a high fly ball right center field, not deep. Greg Dykeman is there. He's camped. He's got it. Trey Schupak, nice job out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Well, Brian Howard had a rough game in this one. But for the most part, bullpen has just been outstanding so far in this series. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left on. So we go to the top half of the ninth. Hounds trying to take a 2-1 lead in this series in San Antonio against the first half champs. In our Village Car Wash score of the ball game through 7.5 innings, Hounds 10 and San Antonio 6.
Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Greg Dykeman leads it off in the top of the ninth inning against right-hander Michelle Baez, who finds the outside corner with a fastball strike at the knees. Greg 2-for-3 plus a walk, and that walk came with the bases loaded. Takes down and in for a ball here, and the count goes 1-1. So he is 2-for-3, singled and scored in the first inning. Solo home run, and he just drilled it in the third. Bounced out to first, walked with the bases loaded and scored in the seventh. Swings and fouls one back, and the count goes 1-2 against Baez. 12th appearance out of the bullpen, a 6.75 ERA. 14 hits and 13 and a third, 9 walks against 11 strikeouts. Baez, big, tall right-hander, goes in at 6'8". From La Habana, Cuba. Stretch and pitch, swing, and a... Yep, they're going to miss. Out on strikes. I heard a foul tip there, but nope. If it was, it's into the glove of Chandler Siegel. And the strikeout for Baez. So, Greg Dykeman retired. But a good game again for Greg, 2-for-4, plus a walk. 2 runs. Actually, 3, including the solo home run, and a couple of runs driven in. Here's Denzel. 1-for-3, plus a sacrifice fly, and he's driven in 3 as well. Pitcher called strike 0-1. 2-run single. Some controversy on the second of the run scoring. Brett Harris narrowly avoiding a tag. Just getting the fingertips on the dish right under the catcher's glove. Chandler Siegel. Pitch down low, 1-1. Said the argument that followed, understandable, the argument itself, that it wasn't overly high level, so nobody got tossed. A pitch to the outside corner called strike from Baez, and the count goes 1-2. So I'll tell you, it was a borderline call, but it went the Rockhounds' way, and Denzel with a 3-RBI game and a brilliant catch in left center field. Takes outside for a ball. It's 2-2. Well, we're in the top half of the ninth inning. This ball game kind of going by old days standards in terms of time of the game. I guess we started, what, at 7:05? So, what, 2:38, something like that at this point in time. If you notice the game's going on a little over 2.5 hours, you know the pitch clock is really, it's taken over. Had to pitch up and away for a ball, 3-2. There was a time during the, especially during the Angels era, but really Rockhounds as well. You played a game under 3 hours, and it was strike up the brass band time. There's a swing and a miss, and Denzel out on strikes. So 1-for-4. And I do believe that's going to be strikeout number 10, so they just won some free food here. Boy, when it comes to cheering for free food on the 10 strikeouts, these folks have a lot to learn from the folks in Corpus Christi. They had that nonsense down to a science, man. I mean, that place went nuts. Lazaro Armenteros takes down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. 10 strikeouts, free food, and lose your mind in Corpus Christi. By the way, I love the ballpark in Corpus. I really do. One ball, no strikes. Pitch outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. I was saying it last night there, and we were talking about, I think, gosh, who in the Dickens was it? Somebody else who has seen a lot of games in Corpus over in years gone by. I don't think they have the same thing going this year, but people went crazy. The swing and a foul out of play, 2-1. The Hooks could be down 14-2, but if they're sneaking up on their 10th strikeout of the game, and I think it was a taco thing. I think that's what it was. Yeah, that 10th strikeout, and it was, you know, what time does the parade begin in downtown Corpus? 3-1. Pitch by Baez. Stays just high. Count now is 3-1. Correct count, 3-1. To Armenteros. Nobody on. 2 out. Top of the ninth inning. Shane McGuire on deck for the Hounds. He's had a terrific game. Pitch swung, lifted 1.5 miles in the air, but about 1/4 mile foul. Oh, it's going to find its way. Oh, somebody tried to make a catch on that in the air. Oh, man, that can't feel good. That ball was way up there. 3-2 to Lazaro. Trey Schupak, a couple of scoreless innings. Rockhounds in this game. Austin Briggs is warming in the bullpen. Lazaro waits 3-2, and he fouls that one away as well. That one more of a line shot, kind of reverse line drive foul. So our game in the top half of the ninth inning. Check that pair of contests in the north. See if they're still delayed. Yeah, they're still delayed in Wichita. That'll add a little drama to the pennant race. 3-2, second time. Pitch by Baez. Check swing, strike three. Well, Baez comes in, and boy, looks like he did just a season or so ago. He strikes out the side. So the Hounds go in order, and Lazaro has the golden sombrero in this game as he has struck out four times along with a walk. Well, Austin Briggs will be the new pitcher. We are going to the bottom half of the ninth inning. And the Rockhounds trying to take a 2-1 lead in this series against the first half champion Missions. Village Car Wash score to the bottom of the ninth. The Rockhounds 10, the Mission 6.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the MyHEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in-store. See HEB.com for details.
In the bottom of the ninth, it'll be the top of the San Antonio order. Ripken Reyes, Daniel Johnson, and Juan Fernandez facing Austin Briggs. Comes out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Austin making his 19th appearance. He's 0-1 with a 5.49 ERA. Not a save scenario. Right about a hit per inning. 19 and two-thirds innings, 20 base hits. The walks have been the issue, 15 bases on balls, but he has also struck out 26 batters in his 19 and two-thirds innings. Ripken Reyes, a switch hitter, will stand in a moment. Checking those two games in the North Division, they are going to the top of the ninth in Tulsa. Drillers 5, Northwest Arkansas 3, but they are still delayed in the top of the sixth at Wichita, and Arkansas had come back to tie that game at 6-6. So that'll be interesting. Looking to bunt, drawing the bat back, Ripken Reyes takes ball one down and in. Reyes 1-for-3, single and a run scored in the third. Also has a strikeout, a flyout, a walk, and he was picked off first base by Shane McGuire. He argued the caller discussed it. It was a low level. Swing, little pop-up, shallow left field, out and up. That'll drop base hit. Boy, just an absolute little duck snort. Base hit for Reyes. Red Harris chased that about as far and as well as you can. Too shallow for the two outfielders to try to converge, Armenteros and Clark. Oh, and again, watching it, yeah, Brett just missed getting there, just a little too deep and a little flare in the shallow left center for a base hit. One on and nobody down. Daniel Johnson, the batter, 1-for-4. Takes a strike on the outside edge, 0-1 from Briggs. I don't think he cared for that call. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Stretch by Briggs, looks at the runner, comes to the plate, and bends one over the heart of the plate. That was right there, 0-2. And we have long since made the journey fully into night sky, pitch black around us, bright lights shining. It's been warm. It was 98 with the heat index at first pitch, but boy, it really feels a little cooler. Of course, we're semi-indoors, I guess. It's down away and back to the screen, so down to second goes Reyes, and I would think that'll be a wild pitch, sweeping delivery down and away. David wants to look at that again so he get a second look. It was somewhat close, but I really think that has to go on the pitcher. But we'll see. I said that earlier and it turned into a pass ball. It is indeed a wild pitch. That was down and away and really running away from Shane. I don't know that he had much chance. This pitch down and in, and boy, it's 2-2. So runner in scoring position. Nobody out. Daniel Johnson, 249, coming into the game, and he's 1-for-4 in this one. Single, couple of strikeouts. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Ground ball, shortstop. And Harris bobbled, retrieves, throws, and nope, didn't get it. Close play, thrown out in time, and that'll be an E6. Boy, just a little bit of a bobble. I don't think you can get a base in on that, so that'll be an error on Brett. That is the third error for the Rockhounds in this game. One of them was interference on Thatcher Shane McGuire way back in the first inning. So it's first and third, nobody out. And here's Juan Fernandez. So any comfort level is long gone. The mission's threatened here. Boy, pitch inside, hit him. Oh, my goodness, that hit him. Bases are loaded on a duck snort, an error, and a hit batsman. So, now here is Michael De La Cruz, and now the tying run is at home plate with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hounds are going to get activity in the bullpen. Pitch a big swing and a miss. Boy, De La Cruz trying to do just that, trying to tie this game on one swing. Sacrifice fly back in the third. That was a crazy play that had confusion reigning supreme here. Delivery swung on, big high chopper. That's going to get down. That's a base hit in the left field. That's going to score two runs. That is a Pittsburgh Chop Deluxe. Long high bouncer into left field. Base hit, scores two. De La Cruz with his second and third RBIs of this game. And stopping at second is Fernandez. Two-run score, and it's 10-8. And Chris Smith, Rockhounds pitching coach, will come out for a visit. Boy, that is, I know the phrase isn't really used anymore, but it really is a, if you go back, got to go back a long way in baseball, but that is a Pittsburgh chop. It was, I don't remember who it was named after. It was a player who did it quite a bit, but it's a long, high hop. Kind of a one-hop line drive sort of thing that's just too high for the infielders to get to, and that's exactly the case there. So it is 10-8, two on, nobody out. And now the Hounds have to have activity in the bullpen. The batter is Cole Cummings. 4-1 has begun to warm for the Rockhounds. Pitch swung on, sent in the air, left field, going back, Armenteros, he'll make the catch. Well hit ball on an inside out swing by Cole Cummings, and it carried almost in the track and toward left center field. But Lazaro able to get there, so a well hit ball, but an out. Here's Pedro Castellanos, and again, he has hit the ball hard. Two out of his four times up. He's 2-for-4, popped out with the bases loaded all the way back in the first inning. Boy, go all the way back to that. That was a big pitch from Jack Perkins. RBI double. He's also singled. He takes down and in from Austin for ball one. One ball, no strike. Struck out his last time against Trey Schupak. 2-for-4, two runs and RBI. First and second. One down. Bottom of the ninth inning, 10-8. Pitch to Castellanos. Fouled back. Count goes 1-1. Connor Hollis on deck. Now, normally that wouldn't exactly scare you, no offense intended, but Hollis, again, has been just brilliant against the Hounds. Castellanos, a 1-1 count. Runners that leads off first and second. Pitch by Briggs. Swing and a miss on a fastball with really good life to it. 1-2. Castellanos asking for time. A lot of offense on the board in this ball game. Rockhounds lead at 10-8. 2-1. One out. Last of the ninth, Briggs comes set. Austin looks at second, delivers, and the ball hit foul wide of third base. And again, that's something Castellanos has done in this ball game. And one of his at-bats that led to a base hit and a run scoring is really battle at home plate. Stretch by Briggs to look at the runner at second. Austin's pitch, and that's up and in. Count goes 2-2. Leadoff single, little duck snort, Ripken Reyes, and boy, looked innocent at the time, not so much now. An error, a hit batsman, and a two-run single. 2-1. One man down. Set by Briggs, pitch to the plate, bounced foul, got it in on him, but again, Castellanos fought it off. Still 2-2. Tulsa has won tonight at home over Northwest Arkansas. So they're a half game behind the Arkansas Travelers, who are in a rain delay and tied in Wichita. Two balls, two strikes, pitched by Briggs. Outside ball three. Lead runner Juan Fernandez. He's a pretty big guy, but he will run a little bit. Has six steals in seven attempts. Runner at first is Michael De La Cruz. See if they're going there or not. 3-2 pitch. Bounce foul will do it again. Well, Castellanos has had a couple of these kind of plate appearances in this game. Full count, about to see the ninth pitch. Jorge Juan ready to go if needed in the Rockhounds bullpen. First and second, one man down, two-run game. Stretch and pitch, Castellanos waits, and boy, just a protective check swing foul ball. So count is full still. And hitter taps the plate one more time as he stands back in. 3-2. One man down. Stretch and pitch by Austin. Swing and a miss, but the ball, where is it? No, he's out. He is out. The swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Couldn't tell if that was a foul tip initially. It was not. First base was occupied. So that is going to be a strikeout, and I imagine a wild pitch. So Fernandez advances to third and De La Cruz to second. Now Austin gets the strikeout because first base was occupied at the time. Two down, but the runners advance to second and third. And now we're going to get a pinch runner at second for De La Cruz because he represents the tying run. Let's see who comes on to pinch run for the Missions. And I believe Ray Patrick Ditter is the pinch runner. Second and third, two men out. Strikeout, but the runners move up on a wild pitch. Tying runs in scoring position. Connor Hollis takes a strike on the inside edge. Hollis is hitting .216. Lest you breathe easy. He is 9-for-21 against the Hounds. Here is the stretch. The pitch on the way, and it's a high strike on the outside corner. The crowd will disagree with that. We said all the way back, if you recall, in the first inning, on a high strike right there. If it is still called the entire game, you can't really gripe. That pitch was up, or so it appeared, but it has been called a strike all night. 0-2, second and third, pitch to Hollis, and he bounces one foul wide of third. Well, he's 9-for-21. I do believe it's .429 batting average, so .216 doesn't matter. That's a season average. He has been huge against the Hounds. He's 1-for-4 with an RBI single to run in this game. Tying runs in scoring position. Two out, last of the ninth inning. 0-2 count, second time. Hollis ready. Briggs comes set. Austin with a pitch, and he got him. Ball game. Boy, it came right at him. That had heat. So the Missions make it more than a little bit interesting. Two runs, two hits, an error, a wild pitch. In fact, two wild pitches in this game and in this inning. But a pair of strikeouts, including Connor Hollis. And this one goes in the books. Two runs, two hits, one error, two men are left on base. Boy, haven't you don't see this very often. That ball game went in just under 3 hours, right about, I think, 2:54, something like that. You don't see that very often anymore. We don't play till 10 o'clock at night, hardly ever. But the Rockhounds take a 2-1 lead in this series, and they do it with a ball game that, boy, went back and forth. The Rockhounds did not trail after a 4-0 lead in the first inning, but the Missions came all the way back at 1 point to tie it. At 6-6, the Hounds break the tie with a 4-run seventh and hold the Missions off for a 10-8 victory, their second in 3 games in the series. Gentlemen, one and all, this Bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Boy, lots going on in this game for the Rockhounds. 10 runs, 11 hits, and 3 errors. 10, 11, and 3. San Antonio, 8 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. 8, 11, and 0 in this game. Like they're still doing a little bit of tallying on the official box in this game. The winning pitcher I will show as Brian Howard for the Rockhounds. The loss will go to Brian Gonzalez for San Antonio. Brian will get a blown save and a win in this ball game. There were 3 home runs. The Rockhounds hit them all. Shane McGuire, 2-run home run in the first. Greg Dykeman solo in the third. Lawrence Butler solo in the fifth. And they were all genuine articles. Butler's was absolutely majestic. But all 3 hit out to right field in this ballpark. And that is rarely, I don't think I've ever seen a cheap home run to right field in this ballpark. The wind isn't usually a factor, and it is a poke to get it out of here. So the Rockhounds win this game. They have a 2-1 lead in the series. Missions, who have already clinched the South Division, of course, fall to 36-30. Rockhounds, 30-36 with this victory. And they lead the season series now by a 5-4 count. Quick second look. We'll come back and put a wrap on this ball game from San Antonio in just a moment. Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4 wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Boy, a ball game that had a whole bunch of everything, including a very, I don't know if it was overly unusual in terms of the appeal play, but San Antonio scoring in inning number three, that's when the mystery run occurred. Rockhounds got an appeal. And there were 2 different, just to try to, I don't know if I can do this in a nutshell, I said the press box really didn't know what the score was for a while. There were 2 different schools of thought going, because again, there's no direct communication. So I was in this group. The group on the left half of the press box thought it was 6-0, and the appeal was at third base. On the right side of the press box, I should have gone with them. It was 6-1. We found out there was an appeal at second base before a sacrifice fly run had scored. Other than that, it was plain as day in the third inning. So it really did take not quite a full inning before finally everything got put in the books properly. But you know, it was that kind of a night. But the Rockhounds never trailed in this game. and yet the Missions did come back to tie. The Rockhounds, a four-run first inning. Lawrence Butler was started with a terrific at-bat, and there were several in this game. An 0-2 count to start the ball game. He fouls one away and makes it a 1-2 count eventually and singles sharply to right field. So just from Lawrence's perspective, that's a really good at-bat for a guy who's still young at this level. Brett Harris follows with an RBI double. Greg Geichman reaches on a high bouncer, little infield Baltimore chop to the pitcher, Nolan Watson. So that was two on, nobody down. Denzel Clark, a sacrifice fly. That will bring home Brett Harris from third base. And with two outs in the inning, Shane McGuire, first pitch from Nolan Watson, just lines the ball out of here to right field. And that made it a four-run first inning for Shane, his third home run. And RBI's numbers 18 and 19. In the bottom of the third, again, the Missions did score a run. By that time, the Rockhounds had taken a 5-1 lead. Greg Dykeman leading off the third inning, and he rips one out of here. His sixth home run in his last seven games for Greg Dykeman, his 10th of the season, first hound into double digits. And that was just a great swing of the bat. It was 5-1. Mission scored that interesting run in the third. Single by Ripken Reyes. Single by Daniel Johnson sends Reyes to second. A bounce out to third base. And that will put runners at second and third. Michael De La Cruz lifts a sacrifice fly to center field. And in comes Reyes. Now, before the next pitch was thrown, the Rockhounds appealing. And the throw went to third base, I believe. Now, unless I'm making that, but and I don't think so. I think the throw went to third. So a bunch of us thought that the appeal was at third base and that Reyes had left too early. Turns out it wasn't. It was Daniel Johnson, the appeal at second base. And so the sacrifice fly stands. Johnson's out becomes the third out of the inning. So the run scores, and then the inning comes to an end. So we finally figured out somewhere in the fourth inning that after three, it was a 5-1 game with the Rockhounds leading. San Antonio made it 5-3 with a two-run fourth inning RBI by Pedro Castellanos and a pass ball allowing a run to score. So with 5-3, Hounds made it 6-3 in the top of the fifth inning. Lawrence Butler just a majestic home run out of here to right field. I mean, that thing was a thing of beauty, 6-3. Missions come back, though, and they will rally in the sixth inning. They'll tie the game with a three-spot. Connor Hollis with an RBI. Chandler Siegel, who's had a big series with a two-run double. Brilliant catch by Denzel Clark in left center field, and that may have, well, that no question, saved a run in that inning as well, but the Missions tie it at six. Rockhounds break the tie in the seventh inning. Back-to-back singles, lighting the fuse, the two newest players on the ball club, Josh Wainwright and Saeed Valenzuela, back-to-back singles. Again, two guys who are just getting going at the AA level. That set the table. A walk to Brett Harris loads the bases. Walk to Greg Dykeman breaks the tie. Two-run single by Denzel adds a couple, and Shane McGuire adds his third ribby of the ball game with a sacrifice fly to center field. It was 10-6. Trey Schupak goes two innings, faces seven batters, gives up only one hit, no runs, but then the inning just concluded. The Missions rally back, two-run single by Michael De La Cruz. Tying runs were in scoring position with two outs, but Austin Briggs comes back with back-to-back strikeouts to end the game. Other than that, not a thing going on tonight here in San Antonio. 2 hours, 53 minutes of baseball daylight time, 3,705 watching it, and the Rockhounds win it at a score of 10-8. 10-11-3 for the Hounds, 8-11-0 for the Missions here in this one. So, again, final week of the first half, and we said coming into our first broadcast of this series, what you're looking for here is do you right the ship and feel like you have a good foundation going into the second half, and we'll see how the second half of this series continues as the Hounds and the first half champion Missions play tomorrow at 7:05, Saturday at that very same 7:05 in the evening time, and then Sunday in the afternoon at 1:05. Check the pitching matchup for you tomorrow, and then we'll say so long in this one. For the Rockhounds, it'll be Joey Estes, boy, he's been just terrific, 4-5, 3.41 ERA. And David Camarino, who's had his struggles, 1-3, is the left-hander with a 9.11 ERA. But we all know on any given day, and sometimes those numbers are all misleading. Second time I think the Hounds have seen Camarena on the year. And for Joey Estes, he's been one of the league's five best over the last couple of months and one of the 10 best all season long. So that will be the matchup tomorrow as the Hounds will enter the weekend here in San Antonio. I thank you so much for coming on board tonight. Always a pleasure. More than that, always a privilege to bring you Rockhounds and Texas League Baseball. So for all of us with the Rockhounds at Nelson Wolf Stadium, our final score, the Rockhounds 10, the Missions 8. And until tomorrow, Bob Hards saying goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from San Antonio.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.